on the high moral standards of our program. And I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
This is Lunatic Radio.
This is the biggest sausage fest on earth.
It's the International House of Sausage.
Comparing Buffalo to Ottawa is like comparing shit.
Rocket.
Oh, Rocket's the best.
That's right.
Give it.
Say my name, bitch.
And a host of others.
I'm not like ignoring the issues at hand. It's just, you know, I'm a fat idiot that needs to sleep.
I know how to handle horse.
I don't want to watch my friend make out with someone, but at the same time, there's nothing else to do.
This is the LunaticRadio.com.
Just hold each other's hands, suck each other's dicks. We're going to get through this together.
I'm just a caveman. Your world frightens and confuses me.
This fucking did a show.
What up, everybody? It's a Rock and a Cure show coming at you live from New York.
Back after this.
Taking a break. Mink's got the flash.
He always does.
Hello, everybody. It's the year 2008. Happy New Year, everybody. It is the LunaticRadio.com show. Kieran McCann, that's me. Rocket that guy.
Hey, Happy New Year.
There's my first flub of the New Year.
Flub. Starting out with a bang.
That guy. That guy. That guy.
Way to go. We'll start over.
Emails at the show at lunaticradio.com. Drunk call hotline, everybody. 206-202-LUNA. It's 206-202-5666. Shout out to those people who were still making the drunk calls, even though we took a week off. It's kind of weird taking a week off when you only do a weekly radio show. Feels like you...
It's a hiatus.
You quit. It really feels like you quit. And then you're starting all over again. Be one thing if you did a radio show every day, 3 hours a day, took a day off. Not a big deal, because you're coming back in 2 days.
Sure.
Now when you do a weekly, take a week off.
It's a sabbatical.
You're like, wait, did I do a radio show?
Yeah. Did something happen?
I remember, there's something I think I got to do.
What do we do?
Hold on. Oh, wait, today's the show, right? Oh, okay. We'll go back and do the show, I guess.
I mean,
how do we do radio? How do you do radio?
How does that work?
Oh, the microphone.
Test, check, 1, 2.
What am I speaking to?
The microphone.
Well, welcome, everybody. It is the show, 2008.
Hey,
kicking it off.
Let's clap
live
the year.
And going.
There
I
go,
apologize
Josh.
For the Christmas show that we did on the 23rd of December.
Why are you apologizing?
Because Rock and I were completely
wrecked. Stop! It was fun! It's the holidays!
It was the holidays. And we were smashed. I listened to it when I was out on vacation in Arizona. The first time I listened to it, I was like, this is pretty good. All right, no problem, right? Yeah. I kind of scanned through it the first time around, I'll be honest. But then I listened to it again when I got bored and I had nothing else to do. Because it was vacation, everybody else was working, and I'm just chilling out by myself. So I figured I'd give the Christmas show a listen again, and it was just dreadful. Second time around, the Lunatic Radio Show just sucks. First time, you just don't notice that it sucks.
See, but I think I realize that with any show. Anytime I listen to our show twice, the second time I was like, okay, I get it.
We you guys
stutter.
Think.
We make gay jokes to each other. Got it. Synopsis done.
We always claim that we're not professional radio DJs on the program, but we really showed it on the Christmas show, Rock. I was drinking a keg of beer and just sputtering like... I was like, before every sentence, I was going, rock,
it's
rock,
like fucking Porky Pig.
Rock, it's Christmas, rock, it's Christmas. Rock.
Great, go to break.
And I would repeat myself to make sure Rocket heard it, even though he heard it the first time. Yeah. And then Rock would come back with a more stutter. It was just pathetic. I think we got 2 sentences out of break.
Actually, that's pretty good for us.
Not too bad. Yeah. I think I've been doing, 5 minutes of radio? I haven't said anything yet.
Just been a bunch of words, hoping it makes sense.
Hey, Josh Gogan's in the studio.
Hello.
Josh Gogan!
Second flub of the year.
Hey.
Josh Gogan's in the studio.
All right.
He graduated last night. Graduated.
What? Really?
Josh graduated last night.
Massa Community College?
No.
Oh.
He did really good last night.
He did?
Everybody's got to give it up to Josh. We'll explain as we go along.
Oh, teaser for the show. Teaser everything.
Yeah.
We went and saw Josh last night to play in Parsippany at the Holiday Inn in New Jersey last night. He was playing, he did a, you know, he had a gig.
He had a gig.
Legit gig.
An actual gig. And, you know, he's playing with Patrice O'Neill, who we've had on the program. Probably one of the best comedians out there. Do you guys agree?
He's hot right now.
I'm not trying to knock you, Josh, or anything, but he's great.
No, yeah, I completely agree with you. He's another level above. I mean, that's
he's almost like an Eddie Murphy. Would you put
Eddie
him
Murphy
on that?
Now? Or Eddie Murphy,
Eddie Murphy, Dr. Doolittle era.
Eddie Murphy Boomerang?
No.
Not Donkey.
But in my opinion, I think Patrice is right up on that.
He's doing very good right now.
That Chris Rock.
Hell yeah.
I mean, maybe he hasn't had the success that those guys had. He's not, you know, putting out a movie that's playing in movie theaters, you know.
Right.
Something like that.
He's doing very well right now. But he's
at that genius comedy level.
He's a master of the craft.
He really is. He did an hour and a half set last night.
Yeah. If you see Patrice O'Neill in your area, suggest going to see him. It's a good show.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Simple as that.
He did an hour and a half, and we were all just sitting there in our seats waiting to hear what he was going to say next.
Yeah.
Because he was killing women for an hour and a half.
Yeah, it was basically his whole
thing. And there were a ton of women in the audience, and, you know, he did, like you guys were saying before the show, like, he lost the crowd, half the crowd at least, right from the get-go.
Right.
Yeah.
But everybody kept listening. Like,
right.
No one got up and left. Everybody was still listening. And it was just amazing.
It was like, ladies and gentlemen, Patrice O'Neill. And he gets up. Yeah, women stink.
Yeah. It was kind of like he goes up.
But it was a lot better than that.
Obviously.
Yeah. It's like what he did was he hit the stage and was like, you women suck. And then by the end of the show, the women were like, yeah, we do suck.
Man's got a point.
But Josh, man, I just flew in yesterday. Was it yesterday?
Boy, your arm's tired, man.
Quack, quack.
First shitty joke of the year. Getting off to a good start.
I flew in Newark, and I traveled to Parsippany to see Josh. And I just got to the venue. As soon as I walked in the door, Josh is up on stage. Yep. And he killed.
He was great.
Josh killed last night.
Had a good show, sir.
You had the crowd. Rockets got audio of it, right? You do have audio.
I have audio of it, yeah.
And
I seriously needed that, too. I mean, it's been too long since I was... Since I had done a show like that, and I mean, since I moved to this area, I've just been doing open mics and the New York thing, and nobody gives a shit up here. And to go to a show where people are paying to see comedy and things that you've been working on that have been falling flat at an open mic are getting big laughs, and you're like, all right, okay, I'm doing something good.
Yeah, you really did have the crowd. You really did, and it was amazing. I was sitting there right next to Rock, and Rock's recording, and Rock's laughing his ass off, and I'm sitting there the whole time just, like, pretty much stunned. Like, I didn't have, like, big laughs. I was just, like, thinking, I was like, what the fuck is Josh doing on our show?
Why is he wasting his time?
I was like, he should be doing this.
He should be honing
his
excellent skills that he has. Instead, he's sitting here lollygagging with us.
You really do. You really do have it's night and day. I mean, you do good on the radio show, but it's like a different atmosphere.
Yeah.
But when you're on that stage, you're like a different guy.
This is the biggest thing I got right now. It's this show.
Uh-oh.
It's just a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in front of a crowd, a big part of it is the crowd. I mean, if you're going to see me at one of these other things, you're not going to have the same opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, that crowd was just... When a crowd is paying $20-$25 to see a show,
right,
they're primed for it.
They want to laugh.
Yeah, they want to laugh. It's like if you're paying to see... it's kind of like if someone just gives you something, you don't appreciate as much as if you're putting forth your effort and your hard-earned dollar for it. So, you know, they appreciate it more. But, I mean, honestly, it was one of the best sets I've had ever. And, you know, it was just good to have that because it's been so long since I've had something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you feel like it, though? Like, when you were up on stage and you did, like, you literally did, like, 15 minutes of just balls out, like, laughs and joke after joke. You were killing joke after joke. It was a nice rhythm to the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it did, like 15 minutes into it. You did, like, a 20-minute set, right? Something like that?
I have been told before that it was going to be a 20-minute set, and then before I went up, the guy said 15.
Mm-hmm.
So already I'm like, oh, crap, I got to edit in my head. Because
right.
I had stuff I wanted to get to, but the way it was structured, I was going to kind of ease into the harder stuff. And when he said 15, I'm like, oh, shit, I gotta throw out what I can when I can.
Right.
And then when it felt like 15 to me, I'm like, all right, I haven't gotten the light yet. What the hell's going on? So so I had a moment where I was like, I just stopped for a second. I'm like, what? And I'm looking for the guy who's running the show, so like I know like that he hasn't been signaling me the whole time.
Yeah. Making sure he's in the room, did
he got up. He went to get a Coke.
So I was thrown off by that. I shouldn't have let that happen, but it was one of those things where there's two things I'm very concerned about when it comes to a show. Is one, I'm very concerned about being late, so I'm always at a show way too early. Mm-hmm. Like I was in Persephone 2 hours early.
Well, what's bad about that?
What's bad about what?
Being early,
there's nothing to do, you know?
And I
feel like I'm creeping out the hotel staff because I'm wandering around the lobby. I got nothing to do. I'm just walking back and forth, and I'm watching the TV in the lobby. And, you know, I make like 7-8 trips to the bathroom because I got a nervous bladder, and I'm, you know. So
the woman at the front is like, is he going to get it wrong?
Yeah, what is he doing?
What is he just sitting here for? Mm-hmm.
Then I go, you know, so there's that aspect of it. And the other thing is I'm very paranoid about going over my time because, you know, not everybody cares about that. But there are certain people who are meticulous about your time. And if you go even 1 minute over, they're going to bitch at you about it. And so I get when I'm not as aware of that as I should, you know, when I'm not as aware of that, I didn't check my watch when I went up to go, okay, this is the time now. This is when I get off. You know, I start to get a little nervous, like, oh shit, I don't want to piss these people off.
Right.
I want to come back. This is a great room.
Well, that was a question I had because like you're around 15 minutes into it. I don't really give or take what time it was, but you know, after Josh was killing for about 15 minutes, he did have a pause.
Yeah.
And my question was, were you thinking, this was my question, obviously you were concerned about the time, but I was like, I was going to ask, did you think in your head, you're like, oh shit, I'm killing.
Part of that.
And it just hit you like right on stage that you were killing.
No, actually that happened.
And you paused a little bit and you're like, oh crap,
I want to enjoy this moment.
Yeah, I want to sit here and enjoy this on stage for a second.
Actually, that happened probably in the first 2 minutes, I felt like that. And then during that pause, it's more like, I'm killing and now I'm wasting time. I'm like, I'm losing that now because I'm not aware of what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So, sort of, yeah, I kind of felt that way. But, like, I have a set amount of time for my clothes, and I don't want to go into a bit that requires a longer amount of time, and then I get the light, and then you have to go, you know, cut that short to go into something else. And
right.
So,
but you had some jokes. He had some jokes that were very, like, cringy.
Yep.
And it was cool to see the wave of reaction that went over the crowd. Like, I can't remember them, like, exactly, but...
You and I would actually laugh more. Like, we would laugh at the joke, hear that people would be like, oh, and then we would laugh more.
That was...
Because it was fucking hilarious.
That was my favorite part because, first of all, thank you to Heidi and Chris and Tony and Jackie and you guys for coming out. That was awesome. But that was like one of that made me really smile and laugh to myself because I don't remember which joke it was, but I told the joke and it just kind of went, it didn't even have a sound, but you could feel people going like,
it was like a hush.
Yeah, right, right. It's like, whoa.
And they went, there was like an, and then as soon as I was ready to go on to the next one, you guys just burst into laughter about the uncomfortableness of it.
Yeah.
We love that shit because obviously we know Josh, we hang with him, we all do that same humor, and we gotta fucking laugh out of people just like whoa, like, you assholes, that shit was funny.
Like our reaction was we were laughing inside at the joke,
yeah.
And then we laughed out loud because of the crowd's reaction to it.
Yeah.
So actually, I got audio of that stuff.
It's really great.
I'm gonna have to put some of that stuff up.
You did a great job, Josh.
Yeah, hell yeah, man.
And it's got to give you some confidence, right?
It did. And then I'm gonna, you know, this week go back to what I've been doing and be knocked back down.
That's the life of a comedian. You have one good gig and then you get back on the grind and
kicking the ground as I walk, going, "What am I doing?"
So do, do you have anything coming up, or are you just going to let this one, you're going to sit back and reflect on this gig?
I've admitted to myself that I've been somewhat, I haven't been as proactive as I should be, so I'm gonna figure out what I have to do to start making those steps to booking more things. And, mm-hmm. and I mean, the guy running the show afterward, you know, said he really liked what I did and seems like he wants to have me back. So I definitely, you know, feel like I can at least work with that guy, and I just need to keep extending.
And after the show, I mean, it's got to feel nice. I mean, we were standing in the hallway afterwards, and, you know, a lot of comedians, Dante Nero and Patrice, were standing in the hallway. You know, you shake hands with people as they're leaving.
Yeah.
And a couple of the guys, you know, kids are leaving the place. You know, we're sitting there next to Josh, and, you know, Josh, our buddy, we're just trying, hey, Josh, want to go get something to eat? Kids were coming up to Josh going, hey, man, great job. You were funny as hell. It was awesome.
Yeah, yeah, so cool.
That's got to feel good, right?
It does feel good, but... that's always a double-edged sword, though, because, I mean, if I go up and I have a bad set, someone's always going to come and go, hey, man, I thought you were funny.
Oh!
Where were you?
Little pat on the back.
Yeah.
Get him next time, kid!
Yeah, but...
No. I think we kind of did that the first time we saw you at Caroline's, because you were nervous at that game.
I know, but the crowd laughed then, so that wasn't so bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just, I was nervous, because, I mean, fuck, it's Caroline's, and, you know...
Yeah, yeah.
But what really felt good afterward was Patrice came up and shook my hand and said, you know, good job.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I mean, that meant a lot too.
Yeah, it was a good time, man. We had a blast, and Josh did, he graduated.
That's right. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, and after the gig, we all wanted to go celebrate and have some food.
God.
And that took about 5 hours.
Yeah.
What a mess.
Thank
what
you to mess. Chaos, Chris.
What? It was fine. You guys just don't know. You guys got to spend more time in Manhattan.
We might as well have went back to Newark, got on a plane, and flew to Florida to eat.
Yeah, that would have taken less time.
We're in Parsippany, New Jersey, which is pretty much in the middle of New Jersey.
Nowheresville.
The northern part of New Jersey.
Yeah.
And I was figuring, you know, we'll get something to eat, have a little celebratory meal after the big gig, because Josh did so well. And, you know, just go to like a diner down the road. Nah.
Then we're all together.
I mean, I guess it was cool because, you know, Chris came up with the idea, let's go to the city. Let's go to the Comedy Cellar, the world famous Comedy Cellar in Manhattan.
Right.
Which was a good idea. You know, I was like, okay, that's a good idea. But we didn't, I mean, I kind of realized in my head that it was Saturday night as we were driving there. And it was just dreadful.
It was. We spent, what, like an hour getting parking?
More than that.
More than that.
Because we had three cars.
Yeah.
And, we were all in one car. So, like, one person found the spot. Then it took the next person, like, an hour to find a spot. Then, finally, I found a spot about 3 hours into the fucking ordeal.
And you were in Kansas. You got
I was on my last bite as Kieran walks into the olive tree. It's weird because I've started driving into the city at night to do. I was taking the train from Jersey just because, you know, I didn't know, I was nervous about parking, and that is the first time that I have been near the cellar and not been able to find a decent parking place.
Right.
I mean, that was insane. But I've never been on a Saturday night. But what time was it? It was almost 1 o'clock in the morning, wasn't it?
It was closing in.
It was 1 o'clock.
It's definitely closing
in.
We
can't find shit.
I think we got into the city around 12, right?
No, I don't think so.
Maybe like 12:30.
Yeah, like 12:30.
Yeah.
And by the time I sat down, it was like freaking. By the time I sat down at the table, it was about 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Just so people who are not familiar, like, downtown Manhattan are tiny streets, and there's a lot of places you can't park, and every, like, every 10 feet, there's a fucking fire hydrant, you know? So it's like impossible.
Yeah.
I was with Josh, and we're like, oh, look, there's a spot, a hydrant.
And
there's a spot, a hydrant.
We're talking to it like, well, you know, it's a big space for the hydrant. Is there enough room on either side of it for us? Yeah.
How much space do you got to give a hydrant? You know, I'm trying to... It's awful.
It was awful, and I was getting so fed up.
But the thing was, we twice gave you... We pointed to the spot for you to take. And
oh,
you
really?
Twice. Oh,
I couldn't tell.
He stuck his goddamn hand out the window.
I didn't see that. But it's terrible trying to find parking. And I start.
I have no problems.
And here I am. I start off my day in Arizona.
And you end the day circling Manhattan.
Yeah, for 2 hours.
Arizona.
For a cup of coffee.
Everything's parking in Arizona.
Yeah, really?
Everything is.
You just stop your car in the middle of street in Arizona. They don't give
a
shit.
Doesn't matter. But it's a great time, man. And if hopefully Josh will get another gig, and we should all go out and
I should get at least one more.
Maybe we'll do something like Uptown where there's a little more parking.
Yeah, we should have just parked Uptown and then taken the subway downtown or something.
Yeah, so we got a lot to do on the radio program. We'll talk about the Mountaineers. Come on, people.
Oh, come on. Can
just
we
one
end
more.
This?
I'll do a little recap.
Recap.
Come on. Anybody want to hear Mountaineer talk?
You'll talk about like Mountaineer baseball and fucking Mountaineer lacrosse.
Uh-huh.
Mountaineer fucking soccer. Mountaineer checkers.
It's going to be a big year, everybody. 2008, big year for the radio show, right?
I think so.
Who's with me?
I believe it.
No one cares.
I think 2008 is going to be a good year for a lot of people.
Uh-huh. We're going to talk about Britney Spears.
Oh, your girl.
Josh Gogan.
I said boy.
Josh Gogan says she should be on Death Watch.
That's crazy.
2008.
It's crazy talk.
Death Watch for Britney Spears.
Josh is a smart guy, so.
You know what? And if she does die this year, I am going to take the high road. I'm going to blame it on the media.
Oh,
I'm not going to blame it on her.
You're going that route, huh?
She takes her own life. I'm blaming it on the media because this girl wakes up every morning with a camera in her face. And then there's another guy behind that guy with a camera. And she goes to take a dump. There's a guy with a camera there.
Hot.
There's a dude in her toilet bowl watching her fucking duty. Taking pictures of
him. I want that picture. Sounds like fun. I'm kidding.
I'm surprised we haven't seen like Britney take a pee. Take a dump. I mean, in a shower. We see her every day.
I know.
Yeah.
Fox News does a thing on Britney called the Britney Watch.
Right.
Here's every day. Yeah. It's called the Daily Britney. That's the segment. They have a on Fox Britney. News. We cover the world. Fox News. Fox News. They have a segment called the Daily Britney.
So
now imagine. If you woke up every day and you turned on Fox News and there was the Daily Rocket.
Yeah. I'd like that. Wait a minute.
The Daily Story on Rocket.
They tape her getting coffee for...
Yeah.
She likes Starbucks.
She likes coffee. Can you believe it?
The girl stole a lighter.
Starbucks coffee. Britney Spears.
There's a magazine.
Britney orders a latte.
My mom gets these tabloid magazines, and one of my, I think it might be Okay. I'm not sure. But they have every issue. They have like a little segment dedicated to celebrities who are just like us.
Mm-hmm.
They scratch their noses. Like, really?
Oh, God. I am really getting fed up with the E.T. and the Access Hollywood, the Billy
Bush
show.
Those shows are just...
What are these? I used to watch these shows religiously, you know, as a kid in college or whatever. Yeah. As you get older, you're just like, why do these people have jobs?
What are they doing?
What is the purpose for these radio shows?
Pointless.
Here's a question. Why are the Osmonds still being covered?
TV shows. When did I say radio?
Yeah, radio?
Why are the Osmonds still being covered?
Exactly.
The only reason that they're even famous now is because these shows keep putting them on TV.
By the end of Dancing with the Stars, the E.T., the Entertainment Tonight Show, when the Dancing with the Stars was out, they had like a segment on the Osmonds for like months.
Yeah.
Every day. I was like, who cares about Donny Osmond and what the fuck he thinks about?
Let him just disappear like everyone else. No, got to keep him around.
Did you hear about Marie Osmond's daughter?
No.
What is she, a cunt?
Probably. That's got to be so weird, though. Like, you know, just the paparazzi constantly, everyone on you in the media. It's like fucking, like a stupid private moment, like fucking picking your nose or something.
Yeah,
and you see a picture. That's got to be so awful. You see like a picture of something stupid like that. Like just scratching your nose, but it looks like you're fucking digging.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's like on the fucking Star magazine or some shit or like, you know.
Hear what Katherine Heigl has to say about sweaters.
Great.
Awesome.
I'm
going to stick around for this one. Thanks for the teaser.
The only time the paparazzi even come in handy is when the celebrities go to the nude beaches in other countries and they come back with, oh, check out topless photos of so-and-so.
Absolutely.
All right, cool.
And TMZ. Oh, my God. TMZ is like, I was like, okay, cool. TMZ is going to be great.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to catch celebrities on what they I don't know, walking down the street. Pretty much,
that's what it is. You just get him walking down the street.
But why
do they do it? But why do people? Why are people so attached to it?
Does the T stand for transportation?
Look at you. Why are people so attracted to this nonsense? Why are these people in films and in the music industry, entertainers, why are people so attached to them?
Uh-huh.
I don't get it.
What's actually interesting is that that stuff, though, seems to be more entertaining than the entertainment that they're doing.
Yeah, yeah. It's so true.
Like, I don't give a shit about the next Brad Pitt movie. But if he's taking a, you know, if he's taking a stroll with his kids, for some reason, I'll watch
everyone's
that for a few moments.
Tuning in.
Well, Heidi in the chat room says she loves TMZ. They know what they are. Pretty much TMZ knows that they're nothing. They just report nothing, really, pretty much. But I'm not knocking TMZ. I'm knocking the people that watch that, because that show's like number one. Everybody watches TMZ.
Well, that's weird. How could you won't knock the show, but you're knocking the people that watch the show?
Yeah.
So you'd be okay with the show? Like, if people didn't watch it,
it wouldn't be on.
The show's just doing its job.
Sure, it wouldn't be on.
The people doing the show, that's just their job. That's what they're doing. Right, you know, they're providing a service that we're, you know, sucking up.
I guess it's kind of ridiculous. What I'm trying to say in a backwards way, it's kind of ridiculous that people find that entertaining.
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck cares what restaurant Keanu Reeves goes
to? Yeah, right.
Here's a shot of Keanu Reeves going to Nobu. Wow.
Great. Fantastic.
Look what he's wearing.
He likes sushi. Fantastic.
And that's another thing that fucking Entertainment Tonight does. They'll literally get a still photo of, like, George Clooney in a suit, right? And they'll put the still photo up, and then the whoever the hell it is, Mary Hart, mm-hmm. will describe what he's wearing. He's wearing a gray suit with a white tie.
Great. Blah, blah,
blah. Wow, we can't see that,
yeah,
Mary.
Sorry,
thanks.
I can't go to store on my own to figure it out. Madbeat fucking nails it. Don't knock Lunatic Radio. Knock us for listening.
Exactly.
See?
That's my point. I knock you people for listening to this bullshit.
Yeah, stop listening. Turn it off.
And Mary Hart, can you die already? Jesus, how long have you been around?
What is she, 89?
Mary Hart. Mary Hart's been doing Entertainment Tonight since the 1920s.
Even John Tesh gave up on it.
She looks the same. She looks like $1 million, Mary Hart. How old is that lady?
You gonna bang her? Is
somebody
that what you're saying?
Can somebody look that up, listening live in the chat rooms? Thank you for listening live, by the way. Look up Mary Hart's age. From
57. Madbeat already got it. 57.
50 fucking 7 years old.
You want it, don't you, sir? You want a little piece of the heart, huh? Piece of the heart?
Absolutely. How does Pat O'Brien still have a career?
Yeah!
I mean, after his tapes were released, I mean, like, it's not like he's a real celebrity. All he is a guy who presents to you other, you know.
Well, you know, I know why, because it would be almost hypocritical of those shows, because those shows get entertainers like Pat O'Brien in those awkward moments.
Right, but they could have taken, they could have gone from him hosting the show to being a segment on the show. What is Pat O'Brien doing now? You know?
Right.
I mean, it does, but you have to be hypocritical about it. You can't go,
look, suck your cock.
Because what they're doing is going, look what freaks these celebrities are.
Yeah.
And you can't be a freak yourself in pointing that out, you know?
Right, right.
Like, oh, look at the guy with six heads, and you got, you know, two assholes on your chest. Who are you to point fingers at that point?
That's gotta suck to have two assholes on your chest. You see your poop all the time.
All right, so we'll take a break. We'll come back. Just getting the show started, 2008, everybody.
Sorta.
Happy New Year.
Big D from Richmond, Kentucky.
Yo, this is Bert from Seattle, Washington.
Hey, this is Chris from Tampa, Florida.
What up, everybody? It's Connecticut Jenny.
Hey, this is Congwoman. We're from Olympia, Washington.
This is a witness from Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, I'm Ace from Orange County.
Hey, this is Mr. D from Colorado.
Hey, this is DJ Powell from Des Moines, Iowa.
Hey, this is Duzio in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Hey, this is El Frosto from Annapolis.
Hey, this is Elizabeth from Chicago. How you guys doing?
Hey, this is John Paulson from New York.
This is Heidi from New York.
Hey, this is JD from Kingston, Ontario.
What up? This is the LKN Jedi from Charlotte, North Carolina.
John DeVere from Orlando, Florida.
Hey, this is Killbutter from Bumfuck Nowhere, Wisconsin.
Hi, this is Nick Wood from Evansville, Indiana.
Hey, this is Ocon Rocker from Orlando, Florida.
Peter Butter Jelly Jizz from Berea, Kentucky.
This is Scuffman. Mark Pedalbur, the year 2007.
This is Shanghai Lee, Shanghai, China.
This is Simon from New York City.
What up, bitch? This is Dan from New York City.
Hey,
Hey, this is Tucson Mike from Tucson, Arizona.
Hey, this is Keisha from Texas.
Hey, what's up? This is Zorak Iverson. And I am not Tiger Woods, but I am LunaticRadio.com.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
Are you looking for HD quality, uncensored broadcasts from all genres of news, sports, music, entertainment, and more? Or are you a broadcaster looking for a program to help easily get your live and pre-programmed content out to a wide audience? If you are either an avid listener of internet-based programming or a broadcaster with little or even advanced knowledge, then You Broadcast is for you. You Broadcast has created two revolutionary products for both the listener and broadcaster. First, the You Broadcast Player. The You Broadcast Player for the listener immediately gives access to hundreds of live and pre-programmed shows with easy-to-use functions and interactive features. It also gives access to featured content and, coming soon, live concerts, adults-only programming, and premium content channels. And if that's not enough, the You Broadcast Station Manager. The You Broadcast Station Manager is an easy-to-use broadcasting tool that will quickly get your show up and running. Talk live about topics that are important to you that may not get coverage in mainstream media. Conduct interviews and other presentations, debate live callers, and play sound effects and commercials just like professional broadcasters. The best part to getting started is that it's all free. So go to youbroadcast.com and try it yourself. That's www.youbroadcast.com.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
Hey, everybody. We have this thing called the... What is it? The message board? All right, the message board. So log on to lunaticradio.com, click on the message board, and join the message board, because it's a fun place to go when we don't have a show on live. So log on to the lunaticradio.com home site and check out the message board, the lunaticradio.com message board. It's a fun place for people to share stuff and porno and talk about the show and take it shits and stuff. It's fun. So log on to the message board, everybody, located on the lunaticradio.com home site. Have fun, okay?
It's LunaticRadio.com.
Bring the motherfucking ruckus. Bring the motherfucking ruckus.
And now back to the show. LunaticRadio.com.
What up, everybody? LunaticRadio.com show back from break. Here, Rock in studio. Josh Gogan, comedian Josh Gogan, joining us.
Hello.
JoshGogan.com, MySpace.com/JoshGogan. Did I do the Drunk Old Hotline thing yet? I forget.
206-202-LOO, that's 206-202-5666.
There you go, everybody. Chilling out on a Sunday. Shmoo. Back in New York. Congratulations to the West Virginia Mountaineers. Got to say that on the air. My boys, big college football fan I am, and I went out on vacation for Christmas. I went out to Arizona, see the folks, hang out with my brother, and had an opportunity to go see the West Virginia Mountaineers play in the Fiesta Bowl up there in the University of Phoenix Stadium.
What makes it a Fiesta Bowl?
Because it's festive, Josh. And my West Virginia Mountaineers rolled over, who is it, Oklahoma?
Yeah, sure. Oh, they did that well? It didn't feel like there was competition? Is that what you're saying?
No competition whatsoever, my friends.
It's like they were having practice.
Let's go! Let's go!
Ugh, this is so annoying.
Can we just hear this song one more time?
No!
Oh, just one more time for the people.
Sucks.
I want to congratulate my West Virginia Mountaineers. I want to suck Bernard's cock. West Virginia, sing it with me if you know it. Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees.
Holy shit, sucking Kimmy Kimmy's cock.
Mountains blowing like a breeze. Country road. Sorry.
That ticket there's fancy.
It's fancy. You
like, I do. I do like that ticket.
My Fiesta Bowl ticket is here in studio.
It is. It's the Tostitos.
That's eBay quality, sir.
It's eBay quality.
Yeah.
Should I put it up on eBay?
Mint Gem 9 condition.
Put it up on eBay, I'm sure you'll be bidding on it.
You just call him stupid.
Do you think I should put my Fiesta Bowl ticket up on eBay?
No, dude, you do not do that.
What's the market for it?
I don't know.
Is there a market for my Fiesta Bowl ticket?
Let me go look on eBay real quick. That'll be funny.
Not anymore. There's no value on it anymore.
Well, it was in the stadium when the West Virginia Mountaineers won the Fiesta Bowl over Oklahoma.
I think I have a Jackson 5 Victory Tour ticket I could probably put on eBay.
I have I made a drunk call from the Fiesta Bowl. Anybody want to hear that?
I do want to hear that.
$2.26 going bid.
Ooh.
With an hour left.
Really? Oh, there is one on there.
There's plenty of them.
Wow.
$3.25. Well, you ain't getting more than $5.
Where are their seats, though? I had lower level seats.
There's one going for a penny with $3.50 shipping.
Wow.
What's mine worth, though? I had a good seat.
You didn't get a seat cushion. Look, someone's on a seat cushion.
Maybe the better seat.
I have better memories with my tickets.
Karen, you could have got a seat cushion.
I know. I saw those people giving those out there, actually.
Asshole.
People are selling those scumbags. All right, here's my drunk call from the Fiesta Bowl where West Virginia beat Oklahoma.
I don't hear the fucking beep, but hey, it's Karen from the Fiesta Bowl, West Virginia, Oklahoma. What are we doing, guys? We're kicking ass.
Ew, getting the people involved. Ew.
So gung-ho.
So stupid.
Yeah, we're kicking ass. West Virginia, what's the score?
A lot too little.
48-28, and I'm having a good time. Really wrecked, fucking completely hammered. All the Sooners fans have left. I'm talking to some about 5 rows up right now, and we're having a good time. Yeah.
Well, I suck at the drunk calls too.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Dead air, man.
I'll call you back when I'm getting laid. West Virginia Mountain Mama.
All right.
Take me home.
We get it.
Country road.
All right. Here's a question for you.
Right.
Obviously, you're a big West Virginia fan.
I think so, Chris.
Yeah.
Chris.
What?
Josh, go ahead.
Obviously, you're a big fan.
Yes.
You want to go to the game.
Mm-hmm.
You'd like to remember the game.
Right.
Why drink your ass off?
Because you have to.
You have to.
It's tailgating. We did the whole tailgating thing beforehand.
It's always one of those things that I never understood. The people who would hang out in the parking lot at like a concert, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
They paid all this money for these concert tickets. They get to the show. They drink their asses off. Halfway through the show, they're passed out.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to, like, oh, man, that's so great. Really? Did you have that good a time? You could have done that at home.
I was pretty wrecked, but I was able to pay attention to the score, pretty much.
Yeah, but I mean.
You try to focus, though.
You probably could have drank that much and sat in front of a big TV, big screen TV with a ticket in your hand going, man, this is awesome.
Well, the thing is that we wanted to do it upright. You wanted to do the whole thing. You wanted to get the whole experience, the tailgating. I mean, once we got there, we found the West Virginia tailgating section, and we went over there. Everybody's got their West Virginia footballs out, and they're throwing them around. Everybody's wearing the jerseys, and the chants are going out, let's go Mountaineers, blah, blah, blah.
See, I would.
That whole thing's going on. You have to drink. In that atmosphere.
I just
cannot sit there sober.
I would enjoy doing that, and then at the end of it, I'd be like, oh, fuck, I gotta go to the game.
Well, that's what I used to do at college. I mean, that's what we used to do when I went to the university. We would just sit out in the tailgating spot and get hammered, and most of the time, not even go to the game.
All right. Because that I could get into. It's the game part that turns me off the whole thing.
But it was a lot of fun. I spent, I think, 2 quarters trying to convince these little kids to... In a drunken stupor, I was talking to these little kids trying to convince them to go to the University of West Virginia.
Oh, way to go. Yeah, ruin their lives.
And they told me to go fuck myself, probably.
Of course.
I don't know. In kiddie language. I don't remember.
What are you doing here?
But we were getting stuff thrown at us.
Oh, good times.
Because the entire stadium was pretty much Oklahoma fans, and we were like literally in a section of like 100 Oklahoma fans.
So it's West Virginia and Oklahoma in Arizona.
Yeah, and well, it's just that Oklahoma has a bigger following than West Virginia, so a lot of their fans came more.
Yeah, but I mean, you would think that like a middle ground would be a good place to have the game. Not, you know, it makes about as much sense as ECU and fucking Idaho playing in the Hawaii Bowl. Like, why would you do that to the fans of these teams?
Well, I don't know. It just turned out that there was a lot of Sooner fans there, and they were not too happy with me.
Kudos to you for going out there and supporting your team. You know, but I just, that makes no, I would figure a middle ground would be the best place to have the game.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you, but it's like a whole corporation. Yeah, like the Fiesta Bowl takes place in Arizona, like It doesn't take place anywhere else.
So you're saying like if a West Virginia versus Oklahoma, say somewhere in like Tennessee, where it's kind of like between
the that way schools, both teams can have their an equal amount of supporters.
That's a good point. Wow, Josh, genius.
I don't know why it's like that, but it's just not.
It's just the way it is.
But I had a lot of fun, and it was a good time. Good time.
It's all that matters, sir.
It's all that matters.
All that matters.
I'm just calling Rock.
Great. The game didn't even start yet. Hammond! Let's see if he lasts a half time. Dick.
That's just the way these guys are, though.
All the fans were listening. I told my father that my goal was to make everybody that listens to the show a West Virginia fan. I literally told him that once.
Oh, my God.
I told him that at the game.
You're an idiot. What a...
Hey, Lunatic Radio, this is Mr. Deej from Colorado. It's 5 in the morning, and I'm heading to work, but I had to call and congratulate Kieran and his West Virginia Mountaineers. They played a hell of a game last night and kicked the ass of one of my most hated teams in the league. Way to go, Mountaineers.
See, there you go. People are on board. At least one guy.
How much did you pay him to make that call?
Him and Tony got 50 bucks.
Hey, Kieran, you little short son of a bitch. What's going on? It's Tony B, obviously. I was just calling to congratulate you with 6:31 in the fourth, West Virginia over Oklahoma, 48-28. What happened? They get mad at that nigger that was coaching him?
All right. Come on, Tony. Football? Jesus.
Anyway, I was just going to, text you, but I don't have your number anymore. But
great.
Anyway,
stalker.
You don't have to play this on the show or anything. This was just me calling you. So congratulations. I hope you got to go to the game. I hope you had a great time. And I hope you enjoyed your vacation with your family and all that good shite. And hopefully I'll see you Saturday at the Patrice and Josh show. Anyway, take care. Bye.
I guess that was a personal message to me.
That almost sounds
Drunk O'Holland.
That almost sounds depressed.
Yeah,
like it could have ended in a gunshot. And I hope your team wins, and I hope you're doing good, and good luck with everything. Pow!
Wow, yes. It's dramatic.
That would be like the best like
no, don't say that would be the best call ever.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that would be like the best suicide sign off. That would really make someone feel like horrible. Is you go and wish them good luck with their life, and I hope you enjoy it.
Oh, man.
It's funny as it takes 3 shots to kill Tony, even though he's pulling the trigger right at his head.
It's like a kids in the hall had something like that where it was like he's having a flashback to his childhood and he's like, his dad's all depressed. He's like, hey, did you do this? What about the gun? Did you clean the gun, son? Yeah, I sure did, Dad. That's a good boy. And he goes in the house and you hear the gunshot and he goes, ow, my foot!
Yeah.
He just shoots himself like 6 or 7 more times before he gets it.
What's the deal with, I missed a lot of news stories over these last 2 weeks, but what's the deal with Jimmy Laird's former player for the New York Yankees? Did he kill somebody?
Yeah, drunk driving accident.
Jeez.
Nice.
That's always
nice
weird.
Nice commentary.
Like,
on this.
There was a news reporter.
What the fuck?
There was a news reporter in my hometown, but where I was living before, who killed somebody drunk driving. And it was just like, wow. You don't expect that from someone in that.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't expect someone as a public figure to have this happen.
Yeah. It sucks. Jimmy Laird's. Well, I didn't know the story. I heard it today. Like, I just opened up the paper today after, you know, being away from news for 2 weeks.
Anybody who can afford a driver should never, ever be in a drunk driving situation. It makes zero sense.
Well, Jimmy Laird isn't like a rich dude.
Doesn't matter.
He hit one famous home run in Game 6 versus the Atlanta Braves.
Does he have fans who go, oh, Jimmy?
Jimmy Laird, yes,
yeah,
of course.
So they can give him a ride.
I believe Jimmy Laird, in a recent interview, admitted to taking amphetamines when he played. So he was all hyped up on stuff.
Greenies?
I was reading the Daily News today, and it just had, like, photo after photo. They don't even do, like, articles anymore in the Daily News or New York Post. They just give you pictures. They give you a headline saying Laird is drunk, and they show you, like, 9 pictures of him drunk. That's pretty much the story.
They realize that nobody reads.
So he killed somebody. Yep. Somebody died.
He was,
and he was
intoxicated.
Drunk. Intoxicated, driving his car, and he hit somebody. Jimmy, what are you doing, buddy? You can't do that stuff. If you're going to drive drunk,
yeah,
do it better. Do it better. That's what I'd say.
Drive drunk good. What's wrong with you?
See, some of these people that drink and drive, they want to, like, you got that person who, like, likes to drive fast.
Yeah.
When he's drunk. See, if you're a smart person and you're driving a little buzzed, take it slow. You got to have that mentality. You got to, when you get in your car and you know you're a little buzzed, you got to go, all right, I'm going to take it slow home because I'm a little buzzed. You can't be one of these fucking dicks like I suppose Jimmy Laird was. Gets in his car, he's hammered, he flicks on Metallica, blasts it, and does 100 miles an hour around hairpin turns. Seeing if his car can handle it. Dumbass.
And he had a suspended license in New York.
And he had a suspended license. What is Jimmy Laird doing with suspended license?
What he wants, clearly.
God.
That's good. I like that.
Thank you.
You're Jimmy fucking Laird. He's got to know he's in the public eye. If he has a suspended license, call a buddy. I'm sure he has some friends. I'm sure a guy like Jimmy Laird has friends. And if he's going to go out for a night of drinking, call one of your buddies and be like, yo, dude, I got a suspended license. Can you come pick me up? You know, no problem. I'm sure that could happen for him.
Chris is saying that this guy would spend $600 on one night's worth of alcohol at a liquor store. A liquor store!
What was he buying?
Who knows? But to buy,
I mean, you can't do that at a liquor store and end up coming home with 3 bottles or whatever.
I mean, you have to buy a whole bunch of it and pour half of it out.
You're part owner.
Unbelievable. Fucking Jimmy Laird. What are you doing? I love that guy. He had a home run against Seattle back in 95, I remember. A home run against Atlanta. Get that one.
He's like the blue-collar baseball player. The guy you root for.
Yeah.
Just a... You know.
He's like Tim Tuffle.
Yes!
For the Mets.
The Tuffle Shuffle.
The Tuffle Shuffle. He did the Laird's Limbada.
What? We did it.
Remember that? The Laird's Limbada?
Yeah, well, no one
I remember it.
Of course you do.
Sure do.
Got videotapes of it.
Who remembers the champ? Jimmy Laird's.
Don't they do that for every player?
Do they?
Paul O'Neill.
All right, yeah.
Kinda fuck go. Yourself.
Kieran's a dope. Jimmy Laird's. Rock, give me the audio of him. I bet you can find it on YouTube. Jimmy Laird's Game 6 home run, Atlanta Braves, right. 1996. People, your spine, your spine's just gonna, just you'll feel electrified after you hear this. Hear this call on YouTube. Jimmy Laird's Game 6, Atlanta Braves versus Mark Wahlers.
Oh, wow.
It was on Fox. I believe Joe fucking Numbnuts made the call.
This is frightening that you're recalling all this information.
This guy was a legend, Jimmy Laird's. After he hit this home run, he became a legend in New York. He's a backup catcher for the New York Yankees. What is he doing? He's a Yankee. He's a Yankee. He shouldn't be freaking driving a car drunk or driving a car with a suspended license. You're Jimmy freaking Laird's.
How do you spell Laird's?
He's, you know, he's like a, he's almost like a, I wouldn't call him like an icon or anything like that, but you know, it was like a little like allure to Jimmy Lawrence. He was, you know, in New York sports, people will remember that guy for 50 years because of those home runs he hit.
Well, they don't have anything.
No one's agreeing with me on nothing. This. I'm just getting laughter. People laughing at my face.
This is like a wall. I've got nothing to add to this. I'm struggling to come up with anything, Karen.
YouTube doesn't have the Jim Larry's home run. Maybe it didn't happen. Is that possible?
Oh, wait a minute. That was a dream I had. Never mind.
Let me see if I can find it elsewhere.
Jimmy Larritz.
Yeah.
You spelling Larritz right?
Think so. Why are we talking like this?
Okay.
Uh-huh. No. All right, forget it. I can't find it. It's not worth it.
No, spell some more, please. It's got to be
Larritz
somewhere.
Larritz was issued awesome. A traffic ticket near Albany on June 20th.
It probably can't be
for
on YouTube.
Talking on his cell phone while driving. When he did not respond to the summons, his Florida license was suspended by the New York Department of Motor Vehicles on November 23rd. You had a self... Oh, you son of a bitch. Jimmy, I have one of those tickets for talking on a cell phone. You don't even have to go to court for that. You get one of those tickets, you just go down there and pay it. You don't even have to go in. You don't have to go in front of a judge. You just go and pay it. A cell phone ticket. And this guy got his license suspended because of that.
Yeah, I didn't even think I would go in.
Lazy of a fucking douche are you?
Because you're a baseball player for the Yankees. You could do what you want and you feel like you're invincible. You're not. Asshole. He deserves it. He deserves all the pain and
son
struggle.
Of a bitch. See, that makes me more depressed than the whole Britney Spears thing.
Yeah.
Because she's just an awful rocker. Britney Spears. She's on a death watch, too.
Yeah. I think by the end of the year, she'll be...
I wish she'd do porn
It'll be a suicide OD.
Let's go around the board. How is Britney Spears going to die? Let's go around the board. Who's up first?
Pill OD. She's going to OD on...
OD on pills?
Yeah.
I'm going to say it'll be a pill-alcohol combination.
Ooh!
I will say it will be a cocaine choking on cock situation.
Ah.
She'll just...
She want your dick. Look at a smile.
It would be great if it was my dick. But this is how I feel like. She's going to get all hyped up on coke one night. And she's going to be looking for a dick in the ass, a dick in the vagina, and one in the mouth. And she's going to be concentrating so much on the anal and vaginal banging.
She's going to get all confused. And
she's going to have three guys banging away. And she's going to forget to, pull the one out of her mouth, and she's going to choke on that one, suffocate, and die.
So are the two guys in the back going to be an accessory to...
Accessory to
homicide, to unintentional homicide?
Yes. Homicide by cock. That's what it's going to be. And Britney Spears is going to die, and we're all going to remember her for sucking too much dick.
Cockicide.
I just want a little porno out of her. Even like
see,
soft
I mean, at
stuff.
This point,
that's
though,
what Rock
just,
was saying. Rock was saying, we need to get her naked first.
Yeah,
she
at this point, it's sad,
you're
though.
So fucked.
Let her die, but first let's fucking get some nudies out of it.
If there was a...
Let's decide to get something out of it.
It's getting to the point where I would feel horrible for her watching that, you know? Like, it's just part... It's just another part of her downward spiral. But if it was like a year and a half ago when she was just... If it was right after her crotch shot getting out of the car, then okay, I'll go with you on that one. But now it's just sad. I couldn't watch it.
Beer Bear in the chat room says she's going to choke on a sandwich. Or sandwich.
That... You know what? That would be funny. I'm sorry. I would laugh at that.
Heidi says she's going to drive off a bridge. Beer Bear also says she's going to shit herself to death.
Good times.
All right.
That would be funny, though, if it was like a completely had nothing to do with any of her behavior. She just happened to choke on a donut.
Some people are saying they hope she does Cinemax films. I don't think... Why would you want to do a Cinemax film? Skinemax. Skinemax, I'm going to be calling it. Can they just fucking change the name of Cinemax to Skinemax?
Oh, man, I was watching it the other night. It's so stupid, though.
I mean, I used to be all hard up on those fucking films.
Because we couldn't get anything else.
It's funny, because, like, I don't know. I decided to watch it for a goof. It's been, like, a long time. And I had some, I was, like, really late, and I was up still. So I like, throw it on.
Those people are snobby,
it
too.
It did nothing. It does nothing.
You know, the chicks that do those films are all, like, snobby, too. They think they're actually actresses and famous douches. And
stupid blurry filters they put on there.
Misty Monday, go fuck yourself.
Chris found some audio, but
didn't she do the didn't she do the
Butter lyrics?
Yeah. You should, if you log on to AIM, because this is good during the show, I could send you the link, and then you could play it over there.
Okay.
So we're gonna do AIM during the show. We're gonna chit chat, Kieran. Send me LOLs and raffles. Raffle copters. I like the raffle.
How do you convince your parents?
I'm sorry.
How do these?
Kieran just gave me a look like stop.
How do the Skinemax actors and actresses convince their parents that what they're doing isn't, you know, like, why don't you just do porn, son? Just do porn.
Son, we need to talk.
It's not the same. I'm a serious actor. I'll have a career. No, you won't. Just do porn.
Maybe we don't have AIM on there. That's all right.
Yeah,
it's all right.
All right. Yeah. So Laritz, Britney dead. Laritz is a dope. West Virginia Mountaineers. Congratulations. That's all we have for this segment.
See, it all ties in together.
And we'll take a break. We'll come back. More LunaticRadio.com show, everybody, in the 08, right after this.
This is Damon from Queen Creek, Arizona. You're listening to LunaticRadio.com, motherfuckers.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
I'm dating this show. I can't date this show, Rock. It doesn't have a vagina.
Jerry McCann on the LunaticRadio.com show.
Comedy, beer, smut, talk. It's LunaticRadio.com.
I believe I have the Jimmy Lyrics thing now, Rock.
Oh, better late than never. Oh, I need a drink. Peanuts.
I believe this is from Game 4 of the World Series, 1996. Let's give this a listen. Let's stop the music, asshole, and play it.
Deficit in Game 4 when Jim Leyritz stepped in.
Jim Leyritz. In the air to left field. Back at the track at the wall. We are tied.
Come on, people.
Many believe that Leyritz's homer was not only the turning point in the World Series.
Yes, it was.
The turning point for the Yankees franchise as New York would go on to win four championships in the next 5 years. Claim their position as baseball's premier powerhouse. For MLB.com, I'm Casey Stern.
And now he's doing this.
What a career move.
Way to go, you fucking dope. Son of a bitch, Leyritz.
Audio stories by Karen McCann.
Audio stories. Leyritz.
Where are they now?
Yeah, so it is the first show of 2008, everybody. We are ready to have big things happening this year, hopefully. It's got to happen, because if it doesn't...
Lexington Steel big?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, Lexington Steel, huge cock big stuff for the radio program. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
I tell you what, I went out to Arizona for the last 2 weeks with the folks, and... a little vacation out in Arizona, a little different feel, you know, we hanging out, whatever. Some stuff happened.
It's so annoying. Dumb.
Whatever. I don't know how to tell this story because I really want to get into this.
It's going to be a Mad Lib story.
I'm gonna try to keep a certain person out of it.
So but, blank so, happened with blank, and we did blank.
Right. Say that again, Rock.
So blank happened with blank, and we did blank.
Okay.
Or and we blanked.
Well, we did blank.
And you did blank.
So blank happened with blank, and we did blank, and we ended up going to sleep. Right?
We should do Mad Libs with the chat room.
Blank happened with blank, and we ended up going to sleep. I don't want people to guess. This is not a guessing game. Well, that's not the point of the story.
It could be funny.
So I went to sleep, right?
The important part is the sleeping, I'm gathering.
Sleeping.
The important part is the blanking.
Sleeping. We're sleeping.
Yada, yada, yada,
resting,
we're sleeping.
Sleeping, you know, nice rest, whatever, right?
Sure.
The whole time I was out in Arizona, I don't know what was going on with my stomach. Maybe because I was eating all the delicious treats from the holidays, the brownies, the cookies, the fucking fruit bread, whatever the fuck that crap is.
Gingerbread? Did you have some gingerbread?
Gingerbread. The little gingerbread, the holiday coffee, and the cheeses, and the delicious dishes, and all the holiday stuff. The eggnog, whatever. Drinking it all. So my stomach the whole time is like just
telling it to go fuck yourself.
It's all fucked up. Yeah. Like I got gas all the time.
Yeah. I hate that feeling. It's like, go away. You should have taken some Beano.
So the whole time I'm doing...
Why did it go away, Josh?
Go
away.
I like look down at my stomach. Go away! Just go away!
So the whole time I'm doing blank with blank, I gotta hold in the...
The blank!
The farts. Like my stomach is doing a little grumble. You ever have a little grumble? Like your stomach is digested.
You ever do an internal fart? I hate that.
That's what I was doing.
Internal farts.
Now when
the worst.
Now when I was
you could die
after doing blank right and going to bed. in that like time between blanking and trying to fall asleep, you're just laying there, right? And my stomach's going.
Yeah, it's the internal farts. Because you shut the door.
Right.
So it's got to turn around.
Right.
Because it's still in the process. Like, all right, we're going to go out. We're going to go out. Oh, we got to turn around. And it's just.
You know, if I was home alone, that crap. I'm farting right out.
Right. And you'd feel better.
And my body's used to that because I live alone and I just let them out. Sure. It's not a big deal.
Right.
So, but I got to hold them in now because I'm laying next to blank.
Yeah.
Right. And Blank's not a dude, by the way.
Joey Blank.
It's not, his name's not Joey. Joey Blank is Lance, it's just Blank. Blank. It's just Blank. So after doing Blank and sleeping next to Blank and then trying to fall asleep,
hey,
holding in the farts the whole time.
That's right? Rough. Eat that.
And falling asleep. You know, having a nice night's rest. Pretty much was woken up by my ass going. And I was like, what the fuck?
Like, it woke you up. Like, football practice. Watch.
It was one of those ass blasts that wake you up.
Oh, hell yeah, because it's so fucking loud.
And in that split second, by the time my ass made, like, an eruption of just gas, I was like, oh, my God, am I getting too old? I can't hold in my own farts anymore.
What's next? The bladder's going to go.
And then I'll
piss all over myself.
Then it went straight to what Blank was thinking. Is Blank asleep? I hope Blank's asleep.
Did you just, like, look over to see, like, and, like, listen to hear, like, the rhythmic breathing pattern to see if she was asleep?
The whole time, after I did this, woke up in a panic. I was just waiting for the little chuckle from across the bed. I was waiting for the little, you farted, old man. You know
old
what I mean?
Man. Cut down on the prunes.
At least you didn't try old to cover fart. It with, like, mouth noises after that.
No, the only thing you can do, listen, after you do that, all you can hope is that she's still sleeping.
That's what I was hoping. I got up a little bit and looked over, and I looked down, and I was just like, I hope she's sleeping. I hope she's sleeping. And I was so embarrassed by it, I tried to, like, cover it up by just doing a snuggle, like, admission that I just fought it.
Snuggle?
It was like
wait a minute, you...
Snuggle admission. It was a snuggle / admission that I just fought it, and I hope you didn't hear it. If you didn't, don't bother.
So wait a minute. With the only potential of getting out of it is hoping that she's still sleeping,
and then
you decided to snuggle with her.
Then
which,
you wake her up
wake
and
her
tell
up.
Her, hey, by the way, I hope my fart didn't wake you up.
Because I'm like, all of it, like, in the, at that point, when you fart in bed with somebody sort of new, whatever, right? You gotta call attention to it, but I wasn't really confident in calling attention to it. So I kind of did like a snuggle / admission to farting, and I hope you didn't hear that I just admitted to farting or the fart either. So I hope we just fall asleep again type of thing. I don't know. It was weird. So I farted. I stood up, looked at her. Hopefully she didn't realize. And then in that same motion, I did a...
What you look at your fart again?
Oh, my... And you said it? What an idiot.
I'll do a reenactment. I'll try to do a reenactment. Here we go. Is my theater traps true?
And
my
now theater. The sounds.
Right, here we go.
I knew you just farted.
You are horrible under pressure. Horrible.
I'll try it again.
All right.
I knew you just farted.
It sounds like a Muppet.
It's a Muppet.
Right, I'll do it again for Josh. Hold on.
Come here, D-Frog.
Dick. All right. Yeah. Luckily, Blank didn't bring attention to it, so I don't know if Blank heard it or not.
Oh. Now let me ask you this. Did it stink?
No.
Oh, you got lucky.
See, when you hold in your farts, at least for guys, I don't know.
It was the odor?
It's like when you hold in a fart so long, it's just pretty much when it comes out, it's all air.
It's air, right.
It's like pressure. It's like pressurized air. It's a... You know, it really blows it. I love to see a picture of my asshole after holding in a fart for like 6 hours. Because it just opens up like...
It's making like that smoochy mouth thing. Like...
Yeah. So I guess my question was...
Sorry.
Is... I don't even know. I don't even know what my question is, but is there like any like... Like etiquette to that? Like farting?
I don't know why you call attention to it. I just ignore it.
Yeah, I can't believe you actually...
Well, blame it on her. She's asleep. Go, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, she's fucking near. The fuck you doing?
I mean, you're married. Josh is married. And you can just blast away, right?
It doesn't matter.
But what? How long in your... Can you...
Depends on the girl. If she does it first, you're fine.
Right.
Yeah, if she does it first. But if that hasn't been broken yet...
Is there like a time?
You gotta wait a while.
Like, what's the average when you get into a relationship with a chick, right? No, I'm not saying I'm in a relationship or anything, but when you get into a relationship.
Cover that face real quick.
But when you get into a relationship with a chick, how long before you can start, like, farting in front of her?
I think it depends on how the relationship, like, what have you done to that point kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're.
Is it like waiting those couple months to banging her? And then after you bang her, you have free reign to fart.
I mean, if you start the relationship off with a fart, then you're fine.
Yeah.
So you say you go right to it?
Excuse me, miss. And then, you know, lunge right into it.
On the first date, you shit on her chest.
Yeah.
You're okay.
There you go.
I don't know what I'm doing that. I waited about 10 years for that one.
About 10 years? I've been in long-term relationships, and I felt uncomfortable.
Have you?
Years.
Yeah.
Years
into it. I just don't feel right about it.
This is what I'm getting at.
I did have that. I was in one.
There's a personal choice.
Yeah, for
a
year or so, and it was like... There were times where I was just like dying. I'm like, oh, God. Yeah. You know, like, I didn't even want to be in the bathroom for more than 45 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, yeah, I'm cramping up, and I can't wait to go home, and, you know. Yeah, I completely understand, but then again, that was like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I've since grown.
See, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. I had girlfriends, whatever, and I never, like, for years, and I never farted. Ever. Once.
Yeah, I don't like doing it. I feel like it's
But I was a young guy at the time, so I had that anal
fear.
Control. I could control it as a young buck. I could control
you
it.
The you know what
it
is?
But now I'm getting like old. Now I'm getting old. Once you hit your 30s, guys, you can't control that shit.
I think you can control it. However, you've just gotten to the point where your body's like, why bother? What do I care?
And you just blow it out. The air has to come out.
It's true.
I took a dump out there. After, you know, going through all this crap and holding farts all week,
sure.
Pretty much. And, man, it was like a compression shot of dump. It really was.
Like a t-shirt cannon.
It sounded like, you ever see those potato cannons?
Potato guns?
The potato guns? That's what it sounded like. It was...
What a splash hit you in the ass. Like, oh!
Literally no cleanup. It was just a brick came out my butt.
Brick.
It was potato. Potato dumps.
Man.
Like I could have just thrown those right on the table. Mom could have cooked them up. We've been eating potato dumps.
Just hung it out the window and shot it out the yard.
It literally was... I came up off the bowl a little bit. A little bouncy on the bowl.
Like you didn't bang your balls on the way out.
I don't know what it does. Like vacation dumps are just completely different than home dumps.
They are, right. Yeah. Because you're trying to be, you don't want to, because when you're at home, you could just.
It's a different schedule.
Fart when you want.
It's a different schedule and a different food.
Yeah.
I mean, you get different food and, you know, you get your water difference. And then it's just a scheduling. Like here you can go whenever you want and pace yourself and break it up and however you need to. But when you're on vacation, you gotta limit.
Things are going on. Right, you have like, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Beer Bear in the chat room, nice way to start off the year. It can only go up from here. But it is an awkward thing, I guess, when you... I don't know, when you're with a chick, it's like, how long before you can fart in front of her? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
The only, yeah, you start when you're sleeping, the sleeping farts.
Perhaps, and I mean, maybe some of the girls in the chat room can answer this. Maybe they're waiting for the chance that they can do it in front of us.
I never want to hear a chick fart.
No, I know you don't, but you know they have to. And
they don't.
And perhaps it's just that, you know, there's more of a social stigma on a farting chick than there is a dude.
I don't know. Maybe Heidi can chime in. You know, Heidi in the, from the Chaos Radio. Maybe she can call in and help us with this dilemma. She's a chick. She's sure she's been in many relationships with guys farting and such. I wonder if there's like a time limit.
Do you ever call in?
Yeah. If Heidi can call in with this info, it would be helpful. But I was resting with blank after doing some blank. And I pretty much woke myself up by farting and trying to cover it up in the same way.
I just farted. And I farted.
A snuggle admission, that's what it was. It was weird.
I just farted.
Oh, man. That's so funny. I hate that shit, the internal farts. It's so annoying. Because it makes the sound of a fart inside you.
Yeah, it's like...
So it's like, fuck, I kept it in, but I still made the noise.
Yeah. It's a...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible. Farting. Heidi, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
So the whole farting...
She took a shit before. She's clean.
Now, you've been in many relationships, right?
Yeah, in fact, I have.
Well, congratulations.
Too many to count.
Is there like, give me the average of, I don't know how many relationships you've been in, but I'm sure you had a couple boyfriends along the way or whatever. Sure. How long before they started just ripping ass in front of you?
Well, I'm going to tell you, there's really no average and there's no appropriate time length. What it is it's all dependent on the person. And in some guys, you know, you maybe before you get romantically involved, you're hanging out as friends or whatever, and so then perhaps farting has been introduced, you know, in a friendly context.
Now, what do you think about it? I mean, is it like, you know, personally, I just don't feel comfortable just ripping ass in front of chicks.
No, but the great thing is, like people were saying, married people have, like, farting contests.
See?
Oh, man, I can never do that.
No, but you know what? It's it's great when you don't have to worry about if you're maybe going to fart in your sleep. You know what I mean? Like, it's great when it's just such a given. It's a totally, you know, non-event. You know, I was saying earlier, Chris doesn't even allow me to burp, so I certainly wouldn't want to have to fart around him.
See, I don't care about burping. I think chicks burping is okay, but just something about just the fucking farts and man, just weird.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, it really depends on the individual, and for me, you know, I'm all for release, and I don't really, like, I'm not offended if a guy farts around me. Most of the time, I'll laugh at all. Like, you know, I've had a lot of dude friends, you know, and guys who, like, would light farts and stuff like that, you know, just stupid fart humor.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's offensive to me, and I can, you know, I can deal with it, but, you know.
I guess that's where you chicks have it tough, though. I mean, chicks really can't fart in front of guys because guys are just dicks. Guys want to fart and scratch their goons and all that stuff. They'd love to do that in front of a chick, but once the chick just lets a little poot, we get all weirded out by it, I think. At least I would.
Well, would you?
I think so, a little bit.
Yeah. Well, that's why you should continue to date young women who can hold their farts.
Oh, my goodness. See, Heidi knows the blank. Well, not personally, but knows about.
No, I'm just saying, you know, that's what you should stick with because you're a dude. Because you're a dude and you can. You see, as you get older, you'll still be attractive to younger women. So.
Heidi, more so.
See, Heidi went to the Patrice O'Neill gig last night as well. What did you think of Patrice last night?
I thought Patrice was outstanding as usual. He did some new material, which was cool, and some stuff that I've heard him do before. But it's always funny, and it's interesting just to see him in front of different crowds. I thought that crowd last night was actually great because for all the women that were there, by the end of it, they were still laughing out loud at him, and I thought that was awesome. So, because I've seen him at Caroline's where it's like a very touristy, like a New York City tourist crowd.
Right, yeah.
And people are getting offended and, you know,
that's the,
not laughing.
But that's the environment
awkward.
I want to see him in. Because it's so, I like seeing guys have to work, you know, and see how they work. I mean, it's not that it depends. I mean, if I'm a friend with them, I like to see my friend struggle on stage because it's funny. But someone his level, I want to see how he gets out of a jam. Or
you
want to
see somebody like Patrice bomb a little bit, right?
Well, not so much bomb, but I want to see his technique of dealing with it.
Right.
All right, Heidi, thank you for your advice on the whole farting thing.
Oh, anytime, fellas.
All right. Next time we hang out, I'll be sure to drop some ass in front of you.
Please do. Maybe we can get under the covers and fart on each other.
Aww. All right, knucklehead. See you later.
Bye.
So there you go. I guess it's all personal preference.
Yeah. She made a good point, though. You could, you know, the older guys, for some reason, young girls dig them. I have a friend who he said he thought it was over for him when he turned 40. Mm-hmm. He said for some reason when he tells, you know, the college age chick that he's 40, they just light up.
Well, you remember when we were having dinner at Fat Kev's bachelor party in Atlantic City a couple months ago?
Yeah.
We were hanging out with one of Kev's friends there, and he was talking pretty much to me directly because he knows me since I was young. He's like, dude, you're 30? You're in the prime freaking age. You can date older, you can date longer. All you need is a job. A good one. And I was like, you're right.
Great.
All it is a fucking good
Thanks
job.
Thanks for the pep talk.
Thanks for the pep talk, dick. But yeah, you're right. Chicks, the younger chicks dig guys our age, I guess. I don't know why.
Tisha had a good idea before. Mm-hmm. She said you should keep like a bottle of Febreze at the bedside, just in case.
Or a bottle of ketchup. That wasn't me.
Yeah, but I'm not.
I was having a hot dog.
Yeah. I just didn't feel. It was such an awkward, like, few seconds.
Right. God, I can't believe you actually, like.
That's exactly. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to react. I didn't.
You just listen very intently for the rhythmic breathing. And if you hear it, you just roll back over and go back.
Yeah, I was really concerned about like how long the fart was because it woke me up. It was one of those farts that wake you up. So how long was it going off before I actually woke up?
Yeah, right.
Because my alarm will go off for an hour, and I'm just like, oh, my alarm's on.
It was the loud boom.
Yeah. Oh, my alarm's going off. It could have been going off for an hour. I could have been having like a long ass fart.
Well, if you're going off for an hour, I don't think she would have been in the bed.
Take me to the hospital.
Yes, she's calling 911.
That would have been awkward, right? Honey, what are you doing? Oh, I'm dialing 911 because you've been farting.
Non-stop. Not one pause in it.
Yeah. It's been a continuous fart for a half hour. Oh, I didn't know.
You're slowly shrinking in the bed.
God. Your digestive system just goes fucking berserko when you're around chicks.
It does.
Berserko!
And yeah, I mean,
I love toast, and I just want to, like, shit for an hour.
Absolutely.
Why? It's like it just wants to test you.
There were other times throughout the couple weeks there, and, you know, you're just hanging out on a couch or whatever watching a movie, and all of a sudden your stomach's going.
Yeah, right.
And she's, like, right next to you, and you're thinking, oh, my God, does she think I'm just hungry, or does she think I'm holding in farts? That's what I'm thinking in my head. That's exactly what I'm thinking in my head. My son. Like, it's fucked up, man. I'm trying to make the internal sounds made by my stomach sound like I'm hungry instead of a fart.
Oh, I must be hungry.
I wish I had control over that.
Meanwhile, you couldn't eat a damn thing because like your stomach is so fucked up right there. Oh, I'll get you a little snack. No, I'm not that hungry, but I think I'm a little hungry.
So it's an embarrassing non-conversation moment.
That's weird. I don't understand, though, why those type of things are embarrassing. I mean, they're embarrassing nonetheless, but everybody has them, so it's kind of...
Right.
It's just odd that we would be embarrassed by something that everybody does.
You're embarrassed by it when it's not like a... when you're just not free to do it.
Yeah.
It's like that. There's that weird thing with the relationship there.
Yeah, but I don't understand... I mean, and I'm guilty of it too, but I don't understand why it's that way.
Doesn't the Chinese culture, like the women, like shitting is, you know, the work of the devil?
What?
So they try not to do it.
How is that possible?
Wow, Rock. What the fuck you been reading?
Let me look up Google. Hold on. Yeah, go to Wikipedia on that.
Asian broad shitting.
I checked.
Disgust.
They also
put the shoe, like small shoes, so their feet don't get bigger.
No, they bind their feet because that's supposed to be, they consider that attractive. But
right, so I think.
But I don't think you can stop a natural body process.
Well, obviously they can't, but they.
See that? You know, see somebody.
They cry every time they shit.
They do it in a box and
I can't really see it in the chat room, in the TPX chat room, but somebody was just bringing up the fact that it's bad on a date when you you sneeze and fart at the same time.
Yeah.
That's got to be rough. And it happens more often as you get older as a person. Like, when you're young, you're 18, you can sneeze and hold in a fart. You have that, like, skill.
Yeah.
But as you get older... I've noticed it with myself. Like, I could sneeze and fart, like, on command. It's ridiculous. Or I can't hold in a fart. It's fucked up.
You ever fart so hard it makes you sneeze?
And it really makes you, like, look at you. It really makes you analyze yourself. Like, oh, my God, I got to go start working out. I got to get my ass muscle in check. What am I going to change my diet so I'm not farting all the
start
time?
Start working your Kegels there, Kieran.
Should I start eating like less gassy food so I won't have to hold in my farts as much? I have that problem of analyzing myself too much.
I'm just going to eat rice from now on.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense to me why we do that, but it's
just the thing we do.
Like, I don't look forward to turning 40, you know, when we're supposed to start getting our assholes examined.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to that at all.
Why?
All right, people. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Josh Gogan in studio. It's Kier Rock, lunaticradio.com.
What up, son? Word.
Hey, this is John from Orlando, the beer wizard, alcohol wizard.
To all the killers and the $100 billers.
And you're listening to LunaticRadio.com, and I'm going to go advertise for me a black tent, bitches.
I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers.
Yeah.
LunaticRadio.com.
Hi, this is Mark Anthony Ramirez. We're listening to LunaticRadio.com, where we discuss things like Mark Anthony Ramirez fucking a cripple. Yeah, baby.
And now back to the show. Lunatic Radio.
West Virginia.
Studio Josh Gogan, the LunaticRadio.com show. Emails at the show at LunaticRadio.com. Love those emails. Everybody keep sending them. We do a reply to some of them. And Drunkle Hotline, 206-202-LUNA. It's 206-202-5666. You know it. Word them up. The Iowa caucus. When did the caucuses take place? When was that caucus?
That was a caucus?
The
what?
Caucus was Thursday, I think it was.
It was
last Thursday, yeah.
Who's the big winner there?
Giants!
Huckabee. Huckabee and Obama.
Huckabee and Obama?
Yeah.
Obama!
Although Huckabee had like a 10% lead and Obama was only like maybe 4, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it mean anything?
No. It's completely meaningless at this point.
Like Patrice O'Neill said last night when we were watching him in Parsippany, should we really care? I don't think we should. We don't. I don't think anybody cares. Those political analysts love it, though. Man, they can't get enough. It's like they're fucking, you know, Daily Britney. It's their deal. All the candidates. There's not one good one out there.
No. Well, I gotta say, there's one that I like, but there's no way he's gonna win.
Who's that? Who's the one you like?
That is Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
Yeah, I'm sure you've seen
on his, the Republican
I'm
side.
I'm sure you've seen his nut job supporters with the putting things over overpasses and stuff. But basically, Ron Paul, all he wants to do is get rid of everything.
Not bad. Clean
it
house.
He wants it pretty much as close to chaos with order as possible. Because basically, Ron Paul's a libertarian,
mm-hmm.
but you're not going to win. You're not going to get any support running libertarian because you know people don't vote third party. So he's going as a Republican. So he's not even really a Republican.
So pretty much Ron Paul is that guy when you're cleaning out the garage, getting rid of all the old stuff. He doesn't look through it. He just throws it all out.
Yeah.
Just get rid of it. Like, I like those guys.
Yeah, he's like, we don't need
OCD-ish.
This, we don't need that. You know what? You know, he's my problem is that I wasn't quick to support him because there are a lot of wackos,
right?
Who like him a lot.
You and don't I, like wackos I don't, liking you.
I don't want to be lumped in with those
we
kind
love
of people.
Though.
It's kind of like when you see a. It's like you know what? I kind of want a clean planet. But I don't want to be associated with these people who are, you know, doing all the wacky shit.
Yeah, you don't want to be associated with the people living in fucking trees to save
right.
the tree.
Yeah. Yeah, people who are making dirt homes and right. things like that. I don't want to be associated with that.
So I guess we're trying to find the middle ground guy.
Yeah.
With this in this election, the middle ground, the guy that's right in the middle. Everybody's looking for the guys right in the middle.
Kind of crazy, but not too crazy. Kind of smart, but not too smart.
See, Huckabee was the guy who's been doing good on the Republican side, but he just had like a commercial over the holidays with like a cross in the back.
No
it was actually like a window
yeah,
pane,
it was like a window or bookshelf.
But it was like a symbolic message, like
sure.
I'm a man of the church.
Gotcha.
See, that weirded me out. I was all about Huckabee because the guy in the I watched these fucking debates. I don't. You know, And I know I talk about duty all the time, but I actually watched a fucking debate on CNN. And a guy was winning me over because he showed a personality. He didn't stutter when he was asked a question. He was a man of his convictions. But as soon as I saw this fucking this commercial with this glowing window pane thing in the back that looked like a cross, and he's talking about let's celebrate Jesus Christ's
Holy
birthday.
Holy roller. Red flag, red flag.
See, if he would have came out in this commercial was like, let's celebrate Jesus' birthday with a couple shots of Jack. And that's some booze. Get hammered. That's do what good. You gotta do, but be safe.
Right.
Hey, that's my man. He could talk about the religion if it's in that way, but he was all about the church. And once you get all about the church, I think religion, even though everybody believes in something, I think if religion kind of freaks people out a little
bit. It does. Even the most religious people kind of get a little creeped out by it if it's a different religion that you're talking to.
Right.
You know?
Keep Christ in Christmas and keep dick in the pussy.
Yes.
Whoa, for me.
I had in my youth gone to some churches.
Yes.
And man, some of them were just fucking creepy.
Yes.
And because I was dating a religious girl and I, you know, it's one of the things to do is spend time with her. So I was sitting there and it's like, the guy looked like he was talking right to me while he preached. And then, I don't know, people are like this one guy who's just kind of dancing down the aisle. And then there's like, they're praying for something. And it's just this, and it was just creepy. And it was like one of these, I got to get the fuck out of here kind of feelings. And
right.
Wow. So, I mean, anytime some, I want somebody who's religious to be in charge just because it's like, then if they feel like they have to account for their actions, good. If I'm going to be the president and I, you know, fuck, I don't give a shit what happens, you know, it's all meaningless anyway when we die. Yeah, then I'm probably going to do a lot more wacky shit than if I'm, you know, I feel like there's a man in the sky with a lightning bolt ready to strike me down. But I mean, even though I don't believe that, it's kind of comforting to know that, you know, not just don't pass laws that are, I don't know what I'm saying.
Just don't pass, sounded good.
Look, you know,
wasn't it Kennedy? I'll look, I'm going to quote Kennedy.
Whoa!
Let me paraphrase.
John F.
Kennedy said he was he's not the Catholic president, but he's a president that's Catholic.
Yes. That's
yeah,
it.
See,
I want somebody who's...
That's the guy I want.
He's dead.
I like Fuck. That person. I like the person who's strong in their own belief system. And you know, that's what they believe. But they don't force it on anybody. That's what I want.
Right. That's what I want. That's what I want, too. But actually, I don't want them talking about, like who's the Mormon guy?
Joey.
Mitt Romney.
Joey Mormon?
Yeah.
Mitt Romney.
Nip?
Mitt.
Tit? Tit Romney? What's his name? Tit Romney? Tit Rodney? What's his name?
That guy's a naughty America. Getting confused.
Well, Tit Rodney had to do a fucking speech about how he's Mormon and he's not a psycho. Like, I don't want... That guy's automatically gone from right. my book. Well, like, you're not even a candidate anymore.
It's funny because you see the evangelical Christians who are... Like, they like, oh, I don't want him. I wouldn't vote for a Mormon. I wouldn't vote for a Mormon. And it's like... You know, you're just as crazy as he is, right? Like, your belief system is almost as wacky as his. He's slightly offset of that. It's kind of like, you know, if Britney Spears was pointing at Michael Jackson going, you're fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
No, you can't do that.
It's separation of church and state, right? The old saying there, right?
Yep, separation of church and state. You got it right, sir.
I think they should fucking hold to that when they're running for president as well.
It doesn't happen.
I don't want to hear about anybody's religion when you're running for president. You tell me what you're going to do with the country, with the other countries across the pond that wants to kill people. I want to know what the hell you're going to do as like a real... Like, I wish it was a realist party.
Ooh!
Like a realist party. Like a guy that fucking just comes out, says what he fucking thinks. He's not like, oh, there's some wacky dude in the sky looking over me. I don't want any of that. I want a guy that says, hey, fucking gas prices are high. Let's fucking fix this shit up. See, let's work on this, people.
The problem is... First of all,
a guy going in there, like Obama does this every once in a while. He'll go in there, he'll give like a stump speech, and he'll go, you know, people, shit ain't great. I'm going to tell you some stuff that, you know, I ain't going to be able to fix, but we're going to work on it.
Right, right, right.
So you get these fucking guys, like, on either side, really, that come out, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this. No, you're not. You're going to do, like, maybe 1% of that.
Yeah. It ain't going to happen. Well, most of it, they don't even have control over. President doesn't have the control over that anyway.
Right.
You know? But right now, my for entertainment value, my dream ticket is Mitt Romney versus Barack Obama. Because I want to see the people who are against Romney because he's a Mormon go, ah, shit.
Yeah.
Do I vote for the Mormon or do I vote for the black guy who's got a Muslim childhood? Oh, shit.
It's a tough vote. where would they go?
I just want to mention this, not to stop the conversation here, but if you're watching us on webcam, it looks like we're outdoors. Because everybody is... Rocket's got a hood on.
I needed a hood on. I'm
Rocket
so
looks like he's a monk.
I do. I like Shermaine.
Like one of those little guys from Star Wars with the glowing eyes and black faces.
The Ewoks!
Yeah. And Josh looks like he has AIDS.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, let's go through the candidates, because I don't want to do, like, political talk on the radio show. This isn't fucking Sean Hannity. Yeah. But I want to... Let's decide it right here. Who we're gonna back?
All right,
let's do that because all the radio shows back somebody, right?
Which side do you want to go down first?
Let's go with the Republicans first.
All right, we got Rudy Giuliani.
All right, Rudy's a good guy, right?
Yeah, New York
cleaned
guy.
Up New York when he was the mayor of New York. People didn't like him. He got a divorce. His fucking kids hate him. His kids fucking hate Rudy.
Hey, you
His
know what?
His son
though?
Hates him.
It's probably the same situation as why the city fucking hates him. It's kind of like you have that strong dad figure who, you know, he's going to clean up the city. You might not agree with what he's doing, but he's doing what he feels is right. Like,
right.
Fucking that guy. Maybe that's why his kids hate him, too.
I bet you this is why I like Rudy, too. So we'll put him on the back room, but I bet you Rudy would fart in bed and be like, what the fuck? Who cares? I fought it.
Happens.
Deal with it.
Yeah. No eternal farts.
Plus, I have respect for the guy for putting on a dress and going on SNL.
Yeah, see, he did that, too.
He hosted SNL, didn't he?
He did host SNL. He does look like a weasel, though.
Yeah.
Does that hurt them? Who cares?
I mean,
literally a weasel or like that devious weasel character?
No, he actually looks like a weasel.
Like Splinter.
Like a weasel.
So Splinter was a rat.
I thought it was
he's a rat.
Damn it. Can you edit that out?
I'll try.
Thanks.
All right, next we got Mike Huckabee.
Mike Huckabee. Now, here's the religion guy.
Yeah.
He was dude, going out like a bat out of hell. It was a Huckabee train all the way. And all of a sudden, he fucking ran into a church. What are you doing, Huckabee? Just keep on telling jokes and tell people that fucking shit's going to be okay.
We don't heart Huckabee.
But he's got Chuck Norris on his side.
See, now, I see Chuck Norris doesn't... It actually hurts him.
No, it doesn't.
To me, it hurts him.
Okay.
Before the religion thing came into play, him chilling out with Chuck Norris hurt him for me.
Listen, it helps the young vote, having Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris is all the rage. Chuck Norris is in fucking commercials now, man. Fucking commercials because of all the YouTube rage and all like the sites. Chuck Norris's tears cure cancer.
I don't agree with you.
I am telling you, Josh Gogan.
I don't agree with you.
I am telling you.
I think it's the 40-year-old...
Young vote!
I think it's the 40-year-old redneck he's appealing to.
Now, why the fuck does Chuck Norris have such a following?
I think he should...
Because it was a funny... Chuck Norris's tears cure cancer. Too bad he never cries.
Is that his fucking line in a commercial?
That's one of the Chuck Norris thingy. No, not in the commercial, dude.
I was like, God damn, that's a campaign commercial?
Maybe you never saw the Chuck Norris list?
Ah, fuck Chuck Norris.
Maybe Huckabee could put Chuck Norris in the Secretary of Defense position.
God, that would be awesome.
Chuck Norris is like the fourth level on the list of who's the best action movie
you
hero.
Wanna play that? I'm going to play the commercial.
He's not even better than Seagal or Van Damme.
Come on, Chuck Norris is more fun.
No, he stinks.
On the list of action heroes, Chuck Norris is like eighth on that list.
Yeah.
You know, there's like two no
far
names.
Far below that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who would you go with first?
First, Arnold.
Arnold, what, then Seagal?
Arnold Stallone.
Arnold Stallone. Arnold Stallone, Seagal then?
I'd put Seagal up there.
An important policy.
I'm sorry.
From Governor.
Sorry, this is the actual commercial with Chuck Norris.
All right, go ahead, play it.
Mike Huckabee. My plan is to secure the border. Two words. Chuck Norris.
This is a legit commercial.
Shoot yourself, you fucking dope.
Wait, it gets better. Hold on. Give it a chance. Huck-chuck
facts. Mike Huckabee's a lifelong hunter who'll protect our Second Amendment rights. There's no chin behind Chuck Norris's beard, only another fist. Mike Huckabee wants to put the IRS out of business. Chuck Norris does a push-up, he isn't lifting himself up. He's pushing the earth down. Mike's a principled, authentic conservative. Chuck Norris doesn't endorse. He tells America how it's going to be.
See?
All right, I got to give him credit for
See?
That.
See? Come on. That's a legit commercial. Come on.
But
see?
Van Damme is above Chuck Norris.
Yes.
When then you got The Rock.
When you're standing behind Van Damme in the list of entertaining people, you're not doing too good.
I just don't like redheads anyway.
All right, who's next on our list?
You just want to cover people who got a shot, right?
Yeah, whoever. We'll cover everybody.
Duncan Hunter.
Duncan Hunter.
Duncan Hunter.
Yeah.
Your boy?
Now, Duncan is a word in Dunkin' Donuts, so I'll go with him. I like
it. You like it. You like the coffee? Donut?
Is he back in coffee?
I don't think so.
Fuck. He's
spelled it different.
I don't know anything about that guy. Who the fuck is Duncan Hunter?
We've got the Republicans black candidate, Alan Keyes.
Alan Keyes is running?
Yeah.
What year is this?
Exactly.
All right. Who's next?
John McCain.
John McCain.
Yeah.
John McCain.
From one of your favorite states.
Arizona. I don't know. I think he's a little freaking... He looks like a devil. Looks like a devil.
I think he's the kind of guy right now seems great, but at any point could snap and have a Vietnam flashback.
Yeah. You know what? He doesn't look like a president. You know, like... I know it's bad, but like... You have to look the part, too, nowadays, it seems like. And he doesn't look like a president. Like, if you were casting a role, like, you're making a movie about a president.
Right.
And you're looking at a guy that looks presidential. You ain't fucking casting John McCain.
But Schwarzenegger, now there's the guy.
Yeah. There we go.
There you go.
There you go. Schwarzenegger.
There it is.
Schwarzenegger.
Demolition Man says he'll be president soon. Come on. Demolition Man has not been wrong.
Stallone?
The movie, yes, Demolition Man. You watch Demolition Man, it is right on several things, and you'll see.
We're going to have fast food wars.
Taco Bell will win.
Fuck.
Taco Bell will win.
There goes me holding farts. Go ahead.
I'd put Jingle All the Way up against any Chuck Norris movie.
All right, who's next?
We've got Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
There's the guy, the internet guy, raised a lot of money. Yeah. He's a little wacko, wants a clean house. Go ahead.
Yeah, right. We've got Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney, nah, he's a Mormon.
And
Mitt Romney.
Your boy.
Is he all about Naughty America? Is he back in Naughty America?
He's got my
internet
vote.
Porn. What does he feel about
Listen,
that?
Listen, yeah, let's get the real questions.
Dude, you find me a candidate that jerks internet porn, I'm voting for him.
Done. Seriously, that's a real person. That's real. That's legit.
That's a realist.
Realist party.
You think any of these guys are jerking a porn?
I think half
Can
of them
Can we start
are.
Our own
I
party?
Can Rudy we ask that question?
Rudy's probably all over it.
They really should have a realist debate. And just ask, like, almost like a Howard Stern type of debate. Like, where you got a guy like Howard Stern moderating the thing going, okay, Rudy, ever jerk off to porno? Answer the question.
Right.
Guy answers.
And yes or no. Yeah. It's got to be yes or no.
Yes None or these, no.
Yeah.
He can say, like, yeah, when I was 8.
Sure, he can, but it has to be yes. It can't be like these fucking political
I want to know
work
that
around
side.
The answer.
Yeah, I want to know that side of people.
Oh, let's do it. Can we get them on? Let's get some of these candidates on the phone.
Have you ever fucking?
That would be awesome.
Have you ever, drank a couple beers and drove your car?
Listen, Giuliani, you want 8 more votes? Tell people you jerk off the porn. Lunatic Radio will support you.
So you know who would have went done great in that debate would have been our current president. The guy fucking doing lines, fucking.
Who's that current president?
Batching on chicks' faces. I don't even know. What's his name?
That you couldn't like the current president.
The guy who everybody's.
Joey current president.
Now. You know, the guy. The guy.
The current
dude.
President guy.
All right, and the last of the serious Republican candidates is Fred Thompson.
Fred Thompson. Now, he's the actor guy, right?
Yeah.
Been on Law and Order? Yeah, fuck him.
All right, now
he just looks like he's about to die at any point.
Yeah.
That's his problem. Like, he gets up on stage with those fucking lights from above, he just looks like he's about to fucking crap out.
I think we're done with the old president.
Yeah, done with the old guys. See, Tit Romney, whatever his fucking name is.
Sure.
He looks like a president. Like, he looks the part. He looks like one of those guys that can play the president in a movie. But he's just, you know.
He looks, he has that Captain wacky. America look, doesn't
See,
he?
See, he's all about the religion thing. Ah, fuck that.
It hadn't come into play, though. Everybody in Massachusetts
religion's
says
a huge vote.
It hasn't been a factor in the way he's governed Massachusetts. So,
religion's a huge vote, Kieran.
Catholicism wins.
Everybody else is making a bigger deal out of the Mormonism.
I don't like the religion thing.
No, I don't either.
I don't want to hear about it.
It's a big vote. It's a huge vote.
It's a huge vote. Yeah, I understand it. I just don't want
to
hear about it.
But is it fair to him? Because he's not bringing it up. Everybody else is. And he's like, look, forget about it.
Oh, yeah, but I think he made a mistake by having to give a speech about it. Like,
But the thing is that the reason he did that was because everybody was making a big deal about it. And he just wants to get past that. Because, I mean, look at Huckabee. Huckabee's like, oh, I'm a Christian.
But he shouldn't have he should have just given a quote, being like, hey, yo, I believe in something. Let's get over it, people. That's not how I'm going to govern the country.
Yeah, but nobody does that.
They should do that.
I know they should do that, but nobody does that.
But he got up and he had to do this fucking 20-minute fucking ordeal about how he's not going to fucking jack off to his religion.
All right.
I don't even know what he said. Go ahead.
Who's Democrats?
Democrats.
The Dems.
All right. We got Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, fuck her.
That guy. Hate him.
Yeah. Yeah, I hate Harold Clinton.
We got a personal disfavorite of mine.
Let's stay a hold on. Hillary,
hold on. Let's
no
be serious.
Yeah. No one likes her.
Yeah, she's
what does she look
phony.
Like? She looks like an Oompa Loompa. Oompa Loompa?
She's
horrible.
She
looks very doughy. She's doughy like an old donut.
She always sounds like she's nagging.
Yeah.
Naggy.
Yeah.
And have a bad that have a bad.
Like.
How is Clinton staying with her? Why?
She's staying with him, I think. First of all, I think she lets him do whatever he wants, as long as he keeps it, you know, under wraps.
Yeah.
Because, honestly, I don't know. To me, it doesn't seem like a...
You know what? I just couldn't... I couldn't deal with hearing her give speeches for 4 years.
Exactly. That would be what it is.
You know what actually really put me off? She gave a speech in Alabama, like, fucking 6 months ago. And she put on this fake fucking Alabama accent. Like, she wanted to relate to the people from the South. So she's doing her, like, wah, wah, wah voice with a drawl. And it was just, shut up, you fake. That's where she got out. Get her out. Out.
All right.
Who's next?
We've got John Edwards.
All right. There's a guy who probably, if he farted in bed, try to cover it up.
Yeah.
But he's a smart dude. You know what? What is he, 51? He looks like he's 19.
Yeah. He's very young.
To help his vote?
He looks kind of like a, what's his name? John Ritter.
John Ritter?
Yeah, kind of John Ritter's quality about him.
So,
come on, knock on our door. We'll be waiting.
Kind of looks like a guy that would wear those fucking John Ritter shorts.
Oh, you like those. You like those. Bringing them back.
All right, John Edwards.
I don't know. I don't like the guy.
All right, who's next?
Mike Gravel.
The Mike Gravel?
Yeah.
What?
What year are we on?
Like an old fella. I don't know.
Who the fuck is this guy?
Mike Gravel?
Look at this fucking guy.
He sounds like a ringer for WWE. Mike Gravel!
Who's fucking...
What's his name?
All right, who else?
Dennis Kucinich.
Dennis Kucinich.
He looks like a...
Didn't he play second base for Binghamton, that minor league team?
The Mudcats?
Yeah, I think so.
He looks like a female-to-male transsexual.
Whoa!
Dennis Kucinich, he's a little gay. You know, he's too short, won't be president because he's too short. Short people are good for nothing.
Creepy.
He should listen to that song. Go ahead.
A little creepy. Governor Bill Richardson.
He's the guy from Mexico?
New Mexico?
Yeah, he's a dope. He's dumb as dirt. He can't speak. Screw him.
And then we've got Barack Obama.
Barack Obama.
Well, I like this guy.
I do like him.
I don't know why I like him. I don't know enough about him because it's just
he seems more down to earth than
he hasn't been a senator for long, but he seems like a real guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I mean, first of all, I give the dude credit for admitting to having done drugs.
And I like that.
I like that. It's like, you know what? We're not babies. I've done this before. You know, I've done it. I don't do it anymore.
Right.
So he seems very honest about his past, and I do appreciate that.
All right. Does he drink 40s?
I have no idea.
We should ask him that question. See, that's a question for him. In the realist debate, that would be a question for him. You ever drink a St. Ides?
I think he likes peanuts.
All right. Okay.
That's good.
And that's all the serious Democrat candidates.
So who are we going with?
What about the XM candidates? Oh, look at me!
serious candidates.
Right.
Sorry.
Gotcha.
See, wow. A joke's always funny when you gotta explain it. Remember that, Josh. Remember that for your next live gig.
So, Rocky, me like a drum roll. You got a drum roll over there? We're gonna pick the candidate that we're backing.
Diggity, 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 diggity. Actually, let me see. Do I have something?
We're gonna pick the candidate that we're backing.
Oh, I do have a drum roll. Hold on, hold on.
I wanted to suck Bernard's cock.
Oh, that wasn't it.
And our candidate will be... And we are voting... You know what? We'll say this.
I don't have a drum roll.
We'll say this. Vote none of the above.
Yay! Oh!
And 08.
Option E.
None of the above.
On the Scantron.
What movie is that from? None of the above. Something.
Yeah.
None of the above, everybody.
Go to the polls and vote no vote.
Vote no vote.
Vote me.
Go and vote, but don't vote for anybody.
Vote Lunatic Radio.
Yeah, write in Rocket as your...
No, I didn't mean literally me. I mean me as in like yourself.
No, I mean you. Literally
I'll
you.
I'll do it. Can I be president, Karen? Can I
just
be president?
Write in Rocket.
Karen, can I be president? Please? Come on!
You could be Secretary of Dick. Bam, 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 bam. All right.
That was stupid.
So we're voting for nobody. Vote none of the above in 08.
Just
stay home.
Doesn't that really depress you?
It does.
It's like, for God's sake, you can't run one guy. You can't run one person that I can back. I don't care what side he's on anymore. Just fucking run somebody that I can go, okay, yeah, I can get behind that person.
I would have voted if they made like an amendment and made Schwarzenegger a candidate.
Sure, why not?
I'd vote for him. Because I would just love seeing him try to talk about all the steroids he took.
I would.
And the dialysis machine he had to be on for years. And
Arnold from 15 years ago, I would have voted for. Arnold now, he looks sad.
California!
He looks sad.
California.
It's sad to see a guy who looks so strong just sort of become old.
See, I become president, then I allow people who are born in foreign countries to be allowed to be president. Schwarzenegger wins, and then Taco Bell wins the fast food wars. It's gonna happen. I'm telling you.
Planet Hollywood.
And the three seashells. Don't forget the three seashells. Oh, I've been waiting. Do I still have that? Oh, did I take that? Oh, no, I still have it.
He doesn't know how to use the three seashells.
Three seashells. It's Demolition Man. Come on.
Awesome.
You don't remember?
I do remember it.
I like that movie. I like that movie.
Maybe they should turn it into a reality show.
What?
Where America gets to vote off as a candidate every week.
Right. Like American President like Idol.
An American Idol type. Because, I mean, we have the technology to do it now. Let's do it.
Yeah. I think everybody should be able to vote for via the online.
They had to perform a task. Like, you know.
But it's too sketchy. I mean, there might be some hackers. The hackers.
All right.
It's all legitimate now.
You know what? You got to. God damn it, you're a genius. Why doesn't Josh run?
It's all phony.
He should run. You say awesome.
Based on a couple of jokes last night, I don't think some people in the Midwest would appreciate Josh's presence.
Something about never mind.
Something about
young little girls.
Baby in trash can, something.
It's
fun. What it was. Something like that. Along those lines. All right, take a break. Come back. More LunaticRadio.com show, everybody. Vote none of the above in 08. None of the above. Here we go.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
LunaticRadio.com. That's about the best thing I can think of. And, you know, Katie makes fun of me for making such big noises. Anyway,
LunaticRadio.com.
Yeah, what up, everybody?
Yeah!
LunaticRadio.com show. Back on the air, 2008. Josh Gogan joined us in the studio. Did a great job in Parsippany last night. At the Holiday Inn there in Parsippany. Killed.
And thank you, Patrick, for hooking that up for me.
Patrick is Patrick.
Patrick from Cringe Humor.
No idea.
Log on to joshgogan.com and myspace.com/joshgogan for all your comedy needs. Yeah. I'm getting all political on our radio program. Sorry about that for a half hour. I had to talk about it. You know, something going on in the news every day. Everybody's hearing about it, so we had to cover it. And we decided to vote none of the above in 08.
And I feel good about it.
Let's just not have a president. Why not? What's the big deal? Let's give that a whirl.
Or just make it president and co-president. Give a guy from each side a chance.
Why can't we have co-presidents? Pick the best one from either side and have him fucking figure it out.
Can we have like a Royal Rumble instead? The last man standing wins? Why not?
Nah, because fucking Hillary will win that shit.
Damn it.
She's got, you know, low center of gravity. She'd be a good fucking fullback.
Then if we get Mr. Fuji on the side and he throws like the powder at her face.
Hillary could be a good blocking
Salt.
Back.
Salt.
Gonna run the option with fucking
accident.
Hillary.
Meant to throw it in Hogan's eyes, accidentally hits Hillary.
Yeah, so who knows, people. We're going to do big things this year, right? What are the predictions for this year for the radio show? We are going to do a good show.
One
good show this year.
One good show.
You never know when it's going to come, so.
We'll try like July-ish.
July might happen.
You know what? I was talking with Tony last night at the gig.
Mm-hmm.
We got to start thinking about another bar night. Soon.
Oh, another bar night.
I think we got to get... It's been a while,
it's been
sir.
A while since we did
it's
the bar night.
It's been a while.
I don't know.
Why? Don't tell me you're done with them.
The alcohol?
Bar nights?
Oh.
What? Why? What'd you say? I don't
I'll
know.
I'll do a bar night.
I mean, not anytime. Not like right away. But
February?
We got to start thinking February or early March. Late February, early March.
How about when it's a little warmer?
What's why? What does that matter? It's inside.
No, we got to do a winter bar night.
Yeah, because we like the summer.
Yeah,
so we actually hang out at the bar.
See, Josh, you got to understand something. Bar nights, in actuality, are great time fillers.
Well, I've only done one bar
night. Yeah, because we can fill so much time by talking about it.
Yeah.
And now we got we can get some live audio.
Yes, that's right. Now we got portable microphone-y.
Portable microphone thingage.
Josh, awesome. You can't be fun with the microphone. It's a shitty mic.
Yeah, you got to speak into it, Josh.
There you go.
Okay. There you go, Huckleberry.
Huckleberry.
I'm trying to get comfy with
but
it.
Yeah, I think
by the way, if Rock was president, his tagline would be, a vote for Rock is a vote for cock in the mouth. See that? See how that works? A vote for Rock, vote for a cock.
Shithead.
Subtitle, in the mouth.
I'll be the first one with a subtitle.
You'd have a tagline. Oh, vote for Rock is a vote for cock.
In the mouth.
It's better than that, Rock.
You're a genius, Karen.
By the way, somebody said I was the... John Edwards was the is the Karen McCann of the candidates. What is that about?
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know.
Actually, that's actually funnier than your little line right there.
Yeah, well...
A little bit.
My line was hacky on like four levels.
I don't know.
Four levels of hack
on that one. No one can do that. If you have four levels of hack in one line...
Like an RPG game.
Is it still hacky?
No, it is. You're like super hack. If you're playing a role-playing game...
Yeah, but isn't that sort of genius to be hacky in four different levels with one line?
You could pick hack locks. That's... You're so, like, high in the level of hack.
Right. If I'm, like, super hacky, am I no longer hacky?
You have, like, invincibility hack, so...
Like, if there's, like...
You're, like, God mode hack or something like that.
God mode hack.
Josh got it. Mm-hmm. That was a Doom reference.
By the way, I am so ready to watch my internet porno again. 2 weeks without it.
I was watching Naughty America. Actually, I have a video on my desktop because it was nice.
Who are you looking at Naughty America now? Nowadays?
Oh, I don't really care about the people so much. I just like chicks. I like the lesbians.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it's I found this one chick called Miss Rosen on the Naughty America. New chick.
Weird name. Any chick with the Miss, like, is she a cougar?
Mrs. Rosen.
Is she a cougar?
I don't know. She looks like one, but she's very, Stay Puff the Marshmallow Man-ish.
Yep. Go to here, look. I'll throw it up.
But I dig her. I really like her.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Go ahead. Scan through her, Rock.
I'm just going to show you a picture. I'm not going to do audio because we're not on the computer, but you see. It's a blonde and a brunette.
It's blonde. Oh, she's eating a muff there.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Good times.
What's her name? Oh, you like the blonde?
I like the blonde and the brunette. I don't really have a personal. I don't know their names. Yeah. I just saw, and they look kind of cute.
See, this is something we should do in the OA too. Is get this Naughty America bit we've been working on for probably no time.
We
want to cast a Naughty America film.
Yes. Yeah, we got to work on it.
We want to work on that.
I get it.
That is a great idea.
It is.
Hey, we should do it. What's that?
Josh came up with a premise. It's got to be like a radio premise, Naughty Office type of. It should be on the Naughty Office website, right?
Yeah.
And it should be like a radio type of studio, and the DJ's in there, and the two chicks are like the intern. And we cast it based on the people that have been on the radio program, like Roxy DeVille, Trina Michaels, Kate Frost, whatever. You know what I mean?
Or we could do like an expo version where one guy's sleeping in a bed and the other guy's banging the chick out. Do the expo version.
Can do that if they can't get a radio studio. But I think Josh's premise was great.
No, I like that. I think it's pretty cool.
It has to be a lunatic radio show, though. It has to be.
It has to be?
It has to be.
Or can it just be like the generic like internet radio?
Yeah, you know what? It could be that, I guess.
It could be like, My Sister's Hot Mom.
But as long as it's like a story by, story by Lunatic Radio, then okay.
Could it have like a fake, like, instead of LR, it could have like an RL logo in the back?
No, it's got to be LR. I just want a cameo somewhere.
You could be a caller.
Mm. What are you doing?
You want to be in it?
Yes.
You don't want to do that, right?
Actually,
you don't want to. You don't want to do
I just
that.
Had a thought of what I want.
That will be on the internet forever. You don't want to be in the porno. We love the porno girls, but we don't want to be associated with them.
I just
want to
touch them a little bit.
You don't want to do that, right?
A little bit.
You don't.
I kind of do.
Are you positive you're going to have a radio career for
Kate
the rest
Frost
of your life?
I gave Kate Frost a hug. Kate Frost a hug.
You're
sure
you're not going to be going on an interview with some major corporation looking for a six-figure gig? And
hey, listen to
Hey, wait. Aren't you the guy that was in that porno for Naughty America back in 90 or 2008?
According to us, though, we want a political candidate who says, yeah, I fucking jerk off to porn. Come right. on.
But I'm just saying it's going to keep you from getting that job, maybe.
Ah, damn, I guess you're right.
You don't want to be involved in porno if you're going for a...
Let's be a little practical here.
Porno. Yeah, you get a little practical. Really?
I just want to take a wad of my jizz and just throw it at a chick.
Mm. Oh, that's lovely.
Like a fastball. You just gave me a look like, what? I got to do something.
But is it weird if your jizz, when it comes out of you, pretty much looks like a Pollock painting?
Look at you with
different
a cultural
colors?
Reference.
What
do you mean, like the different colors?
No, it pretty much looks like he took a bucket of paint and just threw it at the wall.
It probably means Jackson that you're pent up.
Right.
And it probably is probably what it
Why? Means. What is yours? It just like trickles out.
I gotta say though, if you're
my dick
you're,
has a trigger.
He didn't answer,
if
so
you're
I think
throwing out a Pollock painting, that's
it's a good sign, I think.
You're doing good.
Doing good.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not?
You're not just like a weak there you go. That's all I can muster right now.
Yeah. I wish I had like longer ejaculation. It's longer. More jizz came out.
Like a Spider-Man web
So do you want to be Spider-Man now?
Kind of do.
You want to ejaculate web?
It's a good sensation. It just shows a way to prolong it.
Why the hell would you want to ejaculate web?
No.
Goo?
That was the analogy he made. Karen, pay attention. Not literally web. I don't want to ejaculate web.
Why not?
Actually, wait a minute. I could climb tall buildings.
That would be hilarious.
That would.
That's how you have to get up the tall building.
That's the porn. So they got to make a Spider-Man porn. That's what it would be.
It's going to be up there with pirates as far as production value.
You're just saying to yourself, what the fuck is he on
so
today?
So you want to make a porno... Now we're getting into what Rocket wants to make as a porno film.
Well, you no, I'm working make, off like, Josh's
the,
idea.
You want to make the Spider-Man version of...
I think it's a good idea.
The porn version of a Spider-Man
sure,
film.
Sure, I guess.
But you shoot your web from your dick... And you scale buildings?
Sure.
With your dick web goo?
Well, come on, you know, they always make the porn, like, mock of some big movie.
Uh-huh.
So, like, they did the Pirates of the Caribbean, the Pirates, you know, so I'm sure they have to make a Spider-Man one. I guess that would be...
Now, would the web actually come from your hammer?
I would think so, right?
Or would it be like something like you'd be wearing, like, a because Spider-Man has the costume.
Right.
Well, yeah, are you the movie Spider-Man or the comic book Spider-Man?
Oh, God.
Because the
know.
Movie Spider-Man, see, it actually comes out of his body, whereas the comic book, he had to build, like, little inserts into his wrists for...
That would be awesome. I want the inserts for the wrists, and I could just shoot jizz at the chick.
What would your name be? Spidey Balls?
Spidey Balls?
Spidey Balls.
All right. That works. I don't know. I'm completely working on Josh's idea, which tells me he was thinking about it.
I'm thinking about it too. Today. I think it's a good idea for a porno.
Yeah, Spidey Balls.
Need a porno version of Spider-Man, but the guy shoots his web from his hammer.
I like it.
How great is that? And he trap chicks against walls and rape them. Uh oh.
There we go.
This one just got a little vicious.
Freaking duct tape for all good.
There's a power.
There's freaking duct tape, man. That's a superhero.
I'll be the villain.
Frickin', yeah, it's the villain, frickin' duct tape.
Frickin' duct tape guy.
He's not even a clever name, just frickin' duct tape guy.
And you are Spidey Balls, and you shoot web from your hammer, and I club chicks with bricks, and you want to prevent me from clubbing chicks for bricks with your web goo that you shoot from your hammer.
But then at the end of the day, we're both doing the same thing.
Yeah. So why don't we just help each other out and gain more chicks?
But that's the end of it. That's the twist at the end.
What's the
twist? We need a writer. Come on, we got to make this. This would be great.
I think we need a brain. We need some brain cells on this idea. All right, so you're...
I just want to be involved in one porn. That's all. And so I don't have to be
this
like...
This is a good one. We're working on it.
I don't have to be an actor, even a cameo, just to be in it. Like walking by, you know?
Like a dick cameo?
You know, like how Kevin Smith had it for the Giants, Silent Bob Strike Back.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the film where they had the cameo? I think that was a film that they had the cameo. Just people, you know, just in fucking diner or something. Why not? Am I crazy?
Kieran is Dr. Coctopus. What?
Coctopus.
Spidey Balls.
Spidey Balls.
Spidey Balls. Spidey Balls. Spidey Everywhere balls. I got Spidey Balls. What would be your... doesn't Spider-Man have some sort of like chemical that makes him not Spider-Man anymore?
What?
Or is that Superman?
Yeah, it's kryptonite. That's Superman.
But I think Spidey Balls should have some sort of thing that... Like, he can't shoot his web out. Like, he can't get an erection. Like, this, like fucking, like, Viagra works opposite for Spidey Balls.
All right.
Like, you need an erection to shoot your
right.
Your
I have
web
to be fucking around. Right.
Thing.
That's how you set up the scene.
To save the country.
Right.
So, maybe, you know what my deal is?
Okay.
I'm fucking brick and duct tape guy.
Sure.
I'm the villain in Spidey Balls movie. Right. But I keep on throwing the bricks at your dick.
No!
I throw the bricks at the balls.
Oh, no!
I see, my fucking goal is to fucking crush your balls.
Yeah, because you don't want me taking all the chicks and raping them. Right. You want to rape them.
My job is to crush your balls.
Can we make a video game version of this, too? This is great.
Spidey balls. I like the title, Spidey Balls.
I sound
balls.
Very gay in this film, though.
Freaking duct tape.
Like,
what would your costume look like?
My whole fucking actually purpose in the movie is to crush somebody's balls.
Actually, your costume would just be what you normally wear. Just you being you.
With a lot of brick and duct tape. Yeah. In a vein. Sounds like a good movie, Josh.
I'd watch it.
Josh is just ready to go.
I can't get over the Spidey Balls is just the best title ever.
It is.
Spidey
that's
Balls.
That's the magic of Kieran McCann.
Spidey balls. Spidey Balls. That should be a... Spidey Balls. Spidey balls everywhere. Spidey balls. Watch out. Here comes the Spidey balls.
Why not? I like
it. We need more villains, though. There needs to be more villains.
Oh, all right.
You know what I'm doing? This is what I'm doing. See, with this Spidey goo, see, when you actually bang chicks with your Spidey goo and you shoot your goo inside them,
yeah,
it creates more Spidey balls, guys.
Oh,
and what I'm
multiply.
Trying to do, what I'm trying to do is crush your balls with bricks.
Right.
As the brick and duct tape guy to prevent you from
multiplying. Right.
And creating a world of Spidey balls, guys.
Yeah, you don't want a world of Spidey balls.
Because I'm fighting for the blue collar guy who likes to jerk off the internet porn and has the regular semen.
Right.
I want to kill the Spidey ball semen. So you're trying to spread. So you're actually the villain.
I am. In a way, I'm the villain. Yeah.
You're the villain in Spidey balls.
Yeah. But you got the van.
I'm the guy
with the van.
With the van and the brick and duct tape trying to kill Spidey balls.
So in reality, you're the villain. Wow. Has a movie. I don't even think Shakespeare ever did anything like that. In reality, you would be the villain. But in this movie, you're the hero. That's Shakespearean. Touchdown.
There we go.
Makes a touchdown.
Touchdown. Spidey Balls movie, green light.
Done.
Today.
That's called Naughty America. Let's make this happen. That's Shakespearean, dude. Seriously. Yeah,
two villains.
One cup.
So it's the opposite. Was that because of the opposite of like when He-Man and Skeletor teamed up to battle the Horde?
I missed episode 52.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
We were watching GoBots earlier.
I know, really. I should fucking crack little jokes like that. We were watching GoBots. Which, can I officially say shitty? Shitty, shitty, shitty. Like, I'll still watch Transformers.
By the way, the public hates Spidey Balls.
What?
It loves the duct tape guy.
Of course they do.
See, I'm fighting for the regular Joe.
What would duct tape guy's name be?
Duct tape guy.
Duct tape guy?
Brick and duct tape guy.
I don't like it.
So wait, one guy's brick and the other guy's, oh no, brick and duct, you're the brick and duct tape guy.
Right.
Okay.
And my uniform is just like a white t-shirt and jeans and worker boots.
Pretty much what you wear every day.
And I throw bricks. Like I have, like,
throw bricks.
I throw bricks. I crush balls and then I tape up the balls in sacks so they can't like move. I enable the balls in sacks.
So you try to quote unquote save them by throwing them into your van. We got to get away from.
I collect all the
Spidey balls
in sack and put them in my van.
Spidey balls.
And then we take them to an incinerator. Yeah, and we cook balls in sack.
You just know you don't. You
know,
cook
now,
them.
Now this is going to a whole new.
Well, you got to, in the movie. There's going to be a point for the audience to figure out what happens when you catch all the Spidey balls. What do you do with the Spidey
now it's
balls?
Like, now
you got to
like,
get rid
now
of
it's
them.
Like Pokemon. You got to collect all the Spidey balls. There you go.
Wait,
now you, now there's
great.
A whole nother one
where
when you
fuck
when you shoot your you gotta fuck them all. You shoot your load out of your ball, pops a little animal.
Hold on,
and
a
they
second.
Fight.
I just found a major flaw in our Spidey balls.
What everything?
Captain Brick and Duck and Tape Guy movie that we're doing. Where are chicks in it? Are there any chicks in it?
No.
We realize that at the end of the film, and we just shake hands, and we walk
away.
Would
it still
away.
Be considered porn then? Because I mean, if you're shooting a web out of your cock and you're taping up and beating balls, what?
Wait a minute.
My whole goal is to.
It's still porn, but I don't think it's anything anybody's gonna jack to.
I have like cock envy throughout the whole film. My whole purpose on the planet in the Spidey Balls movie is to fucking capture cock and balls.
I'm just trying to shoot.
Now you're onto something. If you had, let's say you had.
I envy his cock. Like, I don't want him shooting massive loads anymore. I want to prevent that.
Let's say you had a guy like Lex Steel, who that's a superhero name.
Right.
And then you had a guy who envied Lex Steel's monster cock. And just basically duct taped. I don't know, but I could see that becoming a flick.
Right. Maybe that's what should happen in the movie.
Abandon the Spidey balls for a moment.
We have the Spidey balls, the guy. No, I'm on the same premise here. I'm just trying to build the movie and the story. Sure. We got Spidey balls who shoots web out of his cock.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
We really don't know why he does that. What purpose is not helping society?
Because he wants to fucking... All remember, right. It's a
he could be called the silkworm.
Right. But he, like Spidey Bulls' goal is to bang chicks. Now, this is where chicks come into play. He wants to bang chicks.
Yes, I want to bang chicks.
And every time he impregnates or shoots his load into his...
I don't think porn should end in pregnancy.
Come on.
Hold on. And every time he shoots his webby spunk into a chick, it creates another person with Spidey Bulls who has his power to just... shoots web cock jizz all over everybody. I don't know. And I'm the brick and duct tape guy who's trying to prevent that for the average Joes who just shoot regular semen.
Right.
Now, you have a villain called Lexington Steel, who's just a guy with a massive dick.
Massive cock.
And Lex can play it.
Right.
We'll get Lex to play. And Lex... is like the president of guys with normal dicks.
Right.
Because he just got a big one.
Right.
And I'm like his right-hand man. Brick and duct tape guy is like...
You're his sidekick.
Right. I'm like his power.
You're his Robin.
And I'm the guy who's trying to eliminate Spidey Bulls.
Wow.
Game over. What a brilliant movie.
What a fucking movie.
Go fuck yourself. The Hobbit movie.
It's so complex.
What does Harry Potter have to do with this?
It's a giant metaphor for
Harry
Christianity.
Harry Cooter? Was that the porn version?
I see trilogy here.
I do, too.
I see trilogy. Once we get rid of the first movie, I see trilogy. We'll bring in, like, Vaginas. Next character in the next
Vaginas.
Movie.
Vaginas! That will replace Venom. Vaginas.
And, you know, who knows, maybe what happens is maybe Spidey Bulls wins the first movie. Ooh. And then you got a new villain called Vaginas who is a massive squirter and has better powers than you. Wow. And you try to get her and you guys have a fucking fight with jizz.
And then like, instead of, and then an,
that's an awful. Alright, now I feel a little icky.
It's going to be just a big spunk movie.
And was the Sandman a villain of Spider-Man?
Yes, he was.
Then there'll be Clam Man, because he wants the clam. Anything?
See, I told you people, in OA, we get the creative juices flowing.
We're rolling. Yeah. Josh wants to go home.
I don't know where it all went wrong. I have no idea how this premise goes.
I think technically you started it.
Did
sir?
I? I think I might
Spider-Man.
Have.
Yeah, and Lex Steel will have a Spidey black suit.
Of course, he's black.
Yeah, the black Spidey.
All you see is his teeth. What?
What if,
Come on, you with us?
I don't know.
Aww. Poor Josh.
I'm trying to...
He was cringe last night.
I'm trying to participate, but it's going
We're
so
idiots.
Far...
I know.
Into the bizarre category.
Bizarre. We do that. We do this every week.
That you.
I know.
It's. I really.
People are with us in the TPX chat room.
I don't know what
they've kind of gone off into a Hobbit themed.
Well,
sequel.
Right.
What's another Spider-Man villain? I don't even know. Oh, Hobgoblin.
The Hobgoblin.
Hobcock.
The Knob Goblin.
Knob Goblin.
Knob Goblin. There it is.
Nah, he's the gay guy.
That's got to be the fourth one, because then we get a little crazy.
See, now what his power would be, he would want to blow Spidey balls and swallow his jizz.
And I'm fighting him.
And collect the jizz in the stomach enough to where he can, mass produce it.
Oh, man.
And take over your power.
He's going to manufacture Spidey jizz.
He's going to manufacture Spidey jizz by capturing it in his stomach. So the whole time in this movie, you're trying to get away from Knob Goblin because he's trying to blow you. And you're not into the gay shit.
This is genius.
We can go forever with this.
We could.
People. I got another 6 hours of fucking Spidey balls talk. Who wants it?
All right.
Knob Gobbler wears pink. And he's very fruity.
Of course he does.
Oh, that's too funny. Knob Goblin.
He could be played by Chris Crocker.
Wait, does somebody want a villain called Chew-Cunt?
Chew-Cunt.
Wait.
How about Dr. Octavage? She has 8 vaginas.
Not bad.
I'll be awesome.
I should write all this stuff down. Who's writing this down? Anybody?
We're recording it, Kieran.
Oh, good.
What about Black Cat? What would Black Cat be?
Who the fuck's Black Cat?
Black Cat? You know, oh, Jesus.
Sorry.
She's we're trying to like make a side superhero slash, you know, if what do you call him? She's not really a superhero or a villain. She just kind of, like, is a. Sometimes she'll work with him and sometimes.
Stagehand.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh. I don't know. I don't know what that was. I trust you. Believe me. I believe you. I just a Black Cat would be black. Oh no, we already have Black Dick.
Then
Lex
you could
Steel.
then.
Well, Black Cat would be Black Dick. So the Lex Steel's name would be
Black
Dick.
Here's what
Dick
you gotta do. Here's what you do
instead
then.
Of Black Cat.
You combine
Black Dick.
You combine.
Just
like,
saying.
You combine your heroes like you have the Justice League. You
right.
Know, you have to add new heroes to help Spidey Balls.
Mm-hmm.
So you have I don't know.
We can have like a group of superheroes called yeah. the Fabulous Four Fuck-Ups.
Yeah.
You That's know, not a bad idea.
Like you have Iceman and he shoots icicles out of his dick. And then, let's see, who's the flame on chick? Or no, some fiery girl. That, I don't know, shoots fire out of her pussy. I don't know. It's the sky's the limit, I guess.
Yes, sky's the limit with the porno version of Spider-Man called Spidey Balls.
Yeah. How about like a She-Hulk who's got Kegel powers to snap steel beams? And she could attempt to break Spidey Balls' cock.
People in the chat room are just getting annoying. All right.
Why are they getting annoying? Why? What are they saying?
Nothing. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more Spidey Balls talk right after this, maybe.
Maybe. We just got home.
Or just call it a radio career.
Hey, what's up? This is Sketch. And when you're not thinking about pink elephants and masturbation, you should be listening to lunaticradio.com. Sorry, guys. That promotion sucked. I'll think of a better one when I'm not hammered. Laguna Beach.
The fiend of a microphone. I'm the microphone fiend.
Can we broadcast from Schmitty's vagina?
I guess so. Tell me when you're ready.
All right, let me go.
Here we go.
I'm going. Wow.
Hey. Nice.
Hello? Hello?
It's only Kieran and I in here.
You guys can let me in?
Yeah. Come on, Pam.
We closed up shop.
We're in Smitty's vagina.
It's closed. It's really tight. I can't get through.
Whoa. It's really nice in here.
Hey, hello. This is a Mexican call, man.
Oh, no. Who let him in?
Who let the Mexican in?
I just want to go home to my family. Please, someone, please. I've been in this vagina 16 years.
This vagina has a border.
I was all I know is I was doing the lawn on the house. She invited me in for lemonade. And I fall in. Please, somebody throw down a rope ladder, please. I just want an enchilada.
Why is it starting to smell like tacos?
Pam, close those legs.
Oh. That's so wrong. It's spacious in here.
Yeah, the echo. Yeah.
It's not good.
It's not good, right? I fucked that one up. I take that one back.
Let me tell you something. Right, this reminds me of some vagina I came up against in 1940. This push out was so deep.
God, there's a lot of old people in here.
Yeah. I wish old people had Mexicans. Shoes on. Slippery.
What has Smitty been doing?
Everything?
From the signs of what I can see in here,
mm-hmm.
Having fun.
Right.
Skid marks.
A lot of history in this vagina.
A lot. Oh.
Mark, he's getting awkward in this vagina.
It's steamy in this vagina. Hold on, I think this vagina has another room. Let's go have a drink. Isaac from Love Boat is serving cocktails. You're the fallopian tubes of this vagina.
Welcome aboard. All right, Rock, take me in a...
All right, here we go.
Quite honestly...
He's leaving it.
Whoa!
I almost forgot we're leaving.
Right. Right. All right, that was fun.
That was great.
Oh, what?
Oh, nice.
I'm spent.
That was enough for you.
Yo, this is Rocket from Lunatic Radio. Listen to the show or die.
biatch!
Hey, what up, everybody? We have this thing called the MySpace, so if you want to check out the MySpace, go log on to MySpace and check out MySpace. MySpace.com/LunaticRadio. That's MySpace.com/LunaticRadio. Check us out, become our friends, and tell us your whores. Thank you. MySpace.com/LunaticRadio.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
Yo, kids, what's up? It's the CEO here. Listen, if you're trying to make your podcast legit and awesome, you need this product, the Poo Poo Player. That's PUPUPlayer.com. Check it out. What it does, it takes your podcast, puts it in this jukebox setup, and you're able to do things like randomize it, add slideshows. It's awesome. It makes you cool. It makes your podcast legit. It's so legit, we use it. Go check it out on our website. Hit the Listen Now button. That's the Poo Poo Player. So go to PUPUPlayer. That's PUPUPlayer.com and download it. Check it out for yourself and realize you too can be the Shaznat.
And now back to the LunaticRadio.com show. We suck.
Yeah, what up? LunaticRadio.com show, Gear Rock in studio.
What up?
Josh Gogan chatting with the listeners.
The Josh Gogan.
Interacting.
Wearing him up.
He's doing his part.
I don't know where the show went last segment, but we tried. Spidey Ball is coming to a theater near you. Look for it. Because what we say is, well, meaningless. Let's be real. We're all going to be realists. All right? We're all going to be realists in 08. Vote none of the above. None of the presidential candidates are good. Farting in bed is kind of awkward. And we're all pussies and fakes. Let's just get real about it. All right, people? That's the way it happens. Emails to the show, lunaticradio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNA. That's 206-202-5666. I guess we're going to do the drunk calls. Is that the idea?
Josh, you look so... Look at you. You look so crystal clear and
I know.
All internet-y.
It's a good
in
cam.
The chat room. Look
it's
at him.
A good cam.
He does.
Look, it's you didn't have to look at Josh now. You just look him on the cam.
Josh looks like he's doing the show from a supermarket.
Actually, it's like... Actually.
I love the fluorescent lighting we got going on in the studio today.
Could almost do it from a different location, then. Mm-hmm. It's so clear.
Drunkle Hine, everybody. It's 206-202-LUNA. It's 206-202-5666. This is when our listeners go out during the week. Instead of calling their moms and dads, husbands and wives, boyfriends and girlfriends, they call us at the show via the Drunkle Hotline, and they just spew their nothingness. So, here's our first one of the year. It comes from a guy named Absent.
Like, the Absent?
No, just Absent.
Oh.
Here we go.
Hey, this is Absent. We're here on Beale Street. I got Fatty Biff, Beer Bear, PETA, and Damien, and we're drinking beers, and PETA's eating dog poop, and I'm eating a bunch of crackers, and it's freaking awesome. Have some crackers.
I like the rhythm of his speaking.
He sounds like the Scat Man.
I'm the Scat Man.
Is it Absent? I'm on the road drinking beers. Yeah, he does have like a some sort of like robotic thing with his voice.
New year, Kieran. Same horseshoe crab on his chin.
Yes.
Won't leave him.
It's a problem. Disease.
Hair disease
of the chin.
Fuckers. Steve from CO here. I'm actually in Wisconsin right now. Driving down to Milwaukee, and the Radar Love came on, and it made me think of the Good Driving song. So, enjoy.
Radar Love? Good Driving song?
Yeah.
Talked about this a while back. What are some good driving songs?
Radar Love is a good driving song.
All right, it is a good driving song. I got the feel a little bit.
it's a good driving song.
It's got a
song.
Little beat, you know, moving.
It's not
beat.
A good. It's not a. It's not a cruising song though. Like mm-hmm. There's a difference.
Yeah, yeah. Like Slow Ride would be a good cruising song.
Fuck
yeah.
Oh, yeah. I want to play some now. Hold on.
Slow Ride. Yeah, that's like you want to fucking cruise down in the El Camino.
Oh, love El Caminos.
You know. with the fucking broads on the main street of the town there.
Yeah.
The fucking
broads. All the broads are out in the fucking...
Hey, what are you doing?
Yeah. We're slow riding it, bitch.
There you go. Yeah, you feel that. Love this song. Good song.
It is a good cruising song.
One of like the easiest songs on fucking Guitar Hero.
Got your arm out the window, grabbing the top, grabbing the roof.
Well, actually, no, this could be a good highway song.
That's both. It's both.
Yeah, it's a good highway song, too.
Flashing the peace sign and everybody that walks by.
Hey. The rest of the show with this plane.
It's good. It's a good driving song. Here is John, I believe.
Yo, fuck nuts.
Yes?
Hey!
I'm sober. It's 11:07. I'm in fucking Long Island infecting 11? This place. My existence here is infecting Long Island. I tell you, there's a lot of friggin' hot girls here, and I want to infect them all. You motherfuckers. Suck ass. Your own. Wait, man. Give me another hour. I'll be drunk. I'll call back. Bye.
So that's the beauty of Drunkle Hotline, everybody. It's like just nothing. Just nothing going on.
I got a little side thing. You know, I wish I knew he called the Drunkle because I could. I have a voicemail of him. Really? He was working on Long Island this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
He calls me. He's like, dude. There's a lot of fucking hot blondes on Long Island. This is incredible. I'm going to hang out here all the time.
It's fucking amazing.
This is great.
This is fucking John. I'm on fucking Long Island.
John's got the greatest job. He'll sometimes call me. He'll be like, yeah, I'm just sitting outside the bank. You got to see some of the hottest chicks that go into the bank during the day, guy. It's fucking awesome. I just sit here. I'm like, is this what you do all day, John? Yeah. You know what else is a good place during the day? Supermarkets. A lot of hot chicks during the day. It's great, John. This is great. This is what he does. This is what... That right there is our buddy Naked John's work day.
I would say your typical Long Island broad is definitely not the best.
Your typical Long Island...
Yeah, if you think of the typical Long Island girl, not the
I
best.
I think that's changing a bit.
Mm. Your typical city Manhattan broad, not the best either.
Yeah, it's true.
Because they're hot, but they're cunts.
Yeah.
They demand a lot. Southern broads?
Southern football?
Southern girls? Probably number one.
Love the Southern Belles.
Midwest girls? Not too bad either. They got to be in the top three.
Not too shabby. What are West Coasties?
California chicks. California.
They're a little high maintenance.
They are a little high maintenance.
A little high maintenance-y.
They're like right back there with the city boys.
I wonder how Northwest chicks are. I think they are.
They just they don't, are, right? They don't shower.
There's a few that are worth a while, but it's not. I don't know. I think Midwest girls are probably where it's at.
Midwest or Southern broads are the best. Yeah.
What about Northeast girls, like way up in, like, you know,
see the
Vermont?
The problem...
Maple syrup chicks.
Other people up there?
Lady Dagger's up there. She's fun.
Yeah, she's fun.
Yeah, she might be like in, like...
She would from be, you know, she's country. You got that. You got the Midwest. You got Southern. Then you got country, which is like the whole country. It's like the country is like a feel. It's like personality, country feel. She's like one of them country chicks. She's cool. They're up there. Top three.
SPH radio checking and saying girls from Vermont are hot. We need proof. Is there any like famous chicks from Vermont? Someone do a Google.
I'm sure Miss Vermont is good looking.
You're a fucking genius.
Thank you. Here is Nick.
You know, I'm going to start this out like I have other past drunk calls. It's fucking New Year's. And you fucking Long Island bastards, you bitches. This is Nick from Phoenix. Soon to be Nick from San Diego. Big shout out right now to Tucson Mike from Tucson, Arizona. Sorry I missed you on homecoming there back a while ago down on 9th and Cherry, but my heart goes out to you, bro. But you know what? This New Year's has turned out to not be that great right now. I fucking broke up with my girlfriend back in October, and she's a fucking bitch. And I thought I was gonna hook up with this chick, and it didn't fucking work out. Like, she's like like hanging out with his other dude, and they're coming out back to my place to like hang out and shit. And then this other chick like punches my buddy James in the fucking chest and dislocates her fucking thumb. And guess where we are? We're at the fucking hospital at fucking, let me check out the time here. 2 o'clock in the morning.
All right, is that the hospital? San Francisco chicks are hot? We've been to San Francisco. Yeah. I don't remember many hot chicks there.
And there's a lot of gay guys.
Maybe that's what he means.
Oh. It happens.
Because yeah, some of those gay guys can make themselves look like some pretty good-looking chicks.
I think whoever wrote that in the chat room was mistaking dick for vagina. Or vagina for dick. Something like that.
On January 1st, 2008. Great way to ring in this fucking new year. And I'm fucking driving wasted across town to the fucking hospital. I'm a good fucking guy, is all I have to say. All right? So, anyways, if anybody out there feels like I do right now, you're a good fucking guy, and you do a fucking good deed for somebody, and you still get fucking dicked over, my heart goes out to you, bro. All right? And I will listen to this on the podcast here in a couple of weeks. Because you fuckers don't appreciate the podcast, even though that's pretty much all you guys get. Although you get like 8 fucking live viewers. I don't know. Anyway, I love you guys. Keep putting on the great show. Bring in a good 2008. No more fucking Ronnie Beans. And later, bros.
Was he starting a civil war?
I think
MP3 versus the live listeners?
I think what he's saying is that there's not enough
listener wars in 08.
I like it.
It's live versus podcast.
It's kind of hard to acknowledge the podcast listener when they're not writing in. Like,
right. So
we're not getting the immediate feedback. You know, the show's not getting the immediate feedback that the live listeners give from podcasts.
Got to hear from you on the iTunes. Got to hear from you on the emails.
People forget the iTunes. What about those reviews? Leave some messages in there.
Leave a review on the iTunes. I read those things.
Hell yeah,
they're
man.
Very good. I love them.
Yeah. Go to the message board and post.
Podcasting listeners got to show their fucking, they're a bigger group.
Yeah, message board.
They're the majority.
It's a three-way dance.
You guys can win this war if you just show your face.
Ooh.
Show up to the fight.
We had an influx
podcast
of a few.
Podcast first live.
I like it.
Let's start it in 08.
We have some new message board people recently, and I love it because we get these people chime into the message board, and they're like longtime listeners. We always get that. I mean, recently some new people like, yeah, first time on the message board, but I'm listening over a year. It's crazy. Love it. Start the Civil War.
Civil War. Live listeners versus podcast.
Let's make it happen.
Who's going to win? I'm going to go with the podcast because it's a lot more.
Oh, you're picking the numbers.
I'm going with the numbers game.
I think I'm going quality over quantity and taking the live listeners, sir.
But you live listeners, you can be like that West Virginia football team, right? You can have the heart. When all else fails, you can fight. Out-strategize the bigger opponent in the podcasting listeners.
Tony wants to know which side he's on because he's on both. And unfortunately,
Tony, you're on the live side.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
He's in the corner crying. He's in the corner just crying. He doesn't know which side to go on.
Tony's on the DL.
He's on the injured reserve.
He's on the alcoholic reserve. Here is Rich Mahogany.
Lunatic fucking motherfucking radio. It's the fucking show. You guys are the fucking shit. This is fucking Rich Mahogany. I'm kind of drunk. I don't know why I'm cursing so much. I'm about 4 beers deep. Sipping on my 5th right now. Sipping on a Heineken. Not Heineken Light. Heineken Light. So, buckle up.
Buckle
the fuck up, because... Oh, it's like Rich Mahogany making another motherfucking drunk call at some point tonight. You better play this on your fucking show here in the fucking can. Oh, you cock fucking son of a bitch.
Rich delivering what? We don't know. We love Rich Mahogany. Come on, he's got the greatest listener name ever. Rich Mahogany.
Rich Mahogany's bringing an end to communication.
Oh, man.
Okay. Drunk caller. The drunk caller versus the live
caller.
The live listener. Because the drunk caller is actually getting their voice heard.
Right.
Whereas here, it's a nitpick kind of, so-and-so has a good line, and then move on. Here is a special segment completely for the drunk caller.
Right. So, drunk caller versus live listener?
Yeah, why not?
Is that a better fight?
I don't know. I like to see the three-way
it's
dance.
It's a more fair fight,
I think we should do the three-way dance.
The three-way
Come on.
Dance?
Three-way dance. Drunk
In
caller.
In the Punjabi prison.
I like it.
So we want people to now announce what they are. If you send an email, I'm a podcast listener. Mm-hmm. You put a review on iTunes, I'm a podcast listener. Right. If you're a live listener, you just listen live and print us out live.
The drunk callers. As he hits the screen.
Drunk callers. You call in now and say, hey, this is fucking, for example, Rich Mahogany. I'm a drunk caller. We rule. Drunk callers rule.
Black power.
Right. I think the drunk callers are kind of like the Black Panther Party.
I think, yes. But also,
the militant.
They're resilient because they're so drunk, they don't feel pain.
Right.
They just keep going.
They have superpowers. It's called alcohol. Here's some dude.
Not quite Spidey Balls.
Drunk. Where did the word drunk derivatize from?
Derivatize?
Well, you may be wondering. Europe, South Africa, Canada. They actually the word drunk originated from ancient Greece.
Ancient Greece.
Ancient Mayans in the 17th century actually made the first wine cooler with four caterpillars and two rotten grapes. They mixed these together and they got the first wine cooler. Well, the first tribal chief said to the other one, let's try it. So they tried it, you know, and then they got drunk again. And then that was the history of it, basically right there, because it was enjoying. And basically, broccoli will always be from Yugoslavia, so much as Jell-O is a cup. So, Jared, what's good?
Shut up and get to the point!
Exactly. Sorry, dude.
What was that?
We don't want to hear the history of the word man. Drunk. Here's Two Stone Mike.
Yo, what up, Lunatic Radio? This is Two Stone Mike giving a call in here, nice and toasty.
Here is the epitome of drunk and
caller. I heard about this crazy shit going on. Like, I guess there's a thing called steroids. And I guess these people that wield these crazy sticks that hit balls made out of cork and shit, I guess these people take them to get better at hitting these balls or throwing these balls. I don't know if you guys have heard about it, but I guess it's a big deal. And
it's doing shtick.
You know, I'm a big baseball fan, and I guess it's a big issue. I don't know. I thought maybe you might have heard. It's funny to me that we need to give a shit about some dude taking some chemical to hit a ball, or throw a ball. Who gives a damn? Baseball's fun. I mean, it should be fun. It's fun to watch, fun to play. You know, if some guy wants to fucking take some steroids and play, I mean, go ahead. I mean, shit. Now, getting down to seriousness, you know, you got this Roger Clemens guy. Fucking, supposedly, he's supposed to be getting taken away all the games that he won. What about Joe Schmo fucker who won no games but took the same shit? Does that mean that, you know, it's wrong? I mean, damn, Roger was good as it was, even though I'm not a fan of his. Fuck it all, man. Steroids, a bunch of crap. I think they just need to move on and play the game and have fun. So anyway, that was my rant on baseball and shit and guys wielding sticks. So, later.
All right. Roger Clemens is on 60 Minutes as we speak. I believe he's going to say, I read an article on this before it came out. He's going to say he has been injected with B12 and...
Is that like calcium?
Something else.
Yeah. Vitamin B12.
Oh, yeah. What's that? A to zinc.
What it's like
that?
A pep shot.
Centrum?
A to zinc?
Yeah, Centrum.
Centrum, I think so, yeah.
So he took B12.
Yeah. I took some Flintstones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chewables, nonetheless.
Pretty much what Roger's saying. He said he has been injected with stuff, but it wasn't. It was like vitamins and bullshit.
Yeah.
Because yeah. that's how we all get our vitamins.
Yeah, we inject them. We got B-Lo, and she talks for 4 minutes. Anybody want to hear that?
I do. No, we are. You keep doing this. She is a good listener. She's representing the drunk call hotline war party. So right,
it's 4 minutes and 59 seconds. Here we go. This is going to be fun. Radio Gold.
What? 4 minutes? Oh.
Happy fucking New Year, you motherfucking idiot! I fucking love you guys. Anyways, I met this girl, Amanda, to this guy, like, who's, like, his cousin. She's fucking fabulous. So, she's gonna be part of the Lunatic Radio crew, because I don't give a shit what the fuck you say is happening. Anyways, this is B-Lo. I know you guys, like, I'm sure you know my voice by now, because I'm a fucking, I sound like a dyke, even though I'm not, because I love cops. I don't know.
Yada 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 yada.
Called that you wear to make you glasses. I love your glasses because they're so fucking black and Kieran-ish. Because you're such a Kieran.
I know what you're saying now.
Called me and her on the MySpace. The MySpace. I'm getting yelled at because...
It's better. I like listening to it this way.
Wait, let's see what she's talking about now.
And happy fucking New Year.
And happy, happy New Year.
That's 3 minutes in, still on Happy New Year.
I think she has to just use up her minutes on her phone or she'll lose them.
Nothing, what are you doing? 3:40. And we are at the 4 minute mark.
What now? What is she talking about now?
I need to buy flip-flops.
Let's see how she wind up.
Because I
spit
up a mother so far.
She's not even...
I mean,
she's fucking. Ugh. Love her. Greatest listener ever, Kieran. Greatest listener ever.
Thanks. Thanks for bringing the show to a complete and utter halt.
Don't say that.
Buffalo should be nuked.
No! Don't say that.
Okay.
Wow.
She's a good listener.
You know, that's my. Why don't digital answer machines have that fast forward function? It just skips. Like, you got to have that on your cell phone,
right?
Because it's like, I don't want to skip the whole message, but geez, I just want to get to the point,
right?
I like the B-Lo.
We do. She's too. A good she's girl. Good.
Yeah.
She likes my glasses. I heard that.
Yeah.
I had to hear that little part.
I like your glasses. All right. I think we've come to an end.
Aw, first show of 08. Josh, it's always good when a listener in the chat room says, who is Josh Gogan?
I know. That's awesome.
We take what you give us and we try to make the most of it.
For all those people live, the guy that
we
is not here.
All the listeners.
We do. We love them all. Every single last one of you, but you got to fight for your rights.
See, it's that kind of thing that really puts it back in perspective for me, you know?
Who is Josh? Guys just had a great night.
Very good.
Great
point.
Gig. Next day, who's Josh Gogan?
Exactly.
All right. Thanks, everybody, listening in the live chat rooms and all of you guys listening on podcast. We'll preempt them. Thank you.
Yeah. It's going to be a good year, kids.
Good year. Big things are happening.
Big
That's
things.
What we think.
Big things.
Can't talk about it.
So that means there are big things.
Right.
Since we can't talk about them.
You won't hear a word about it.
No.
Back in New York, kids, kicking it real style.
We're going to be doing a lot of blanking this year.
Yes. A lot of blanking. See you later. Bye, Josh. JoshGogan.com. Bye, Rock.
Bye, Karen.